beginning of Parshas Tamor gives you the special dinim with respect to the Kohanim. They're not permitted to be Metamele Mason. They're not permitted to marry Grusha Zayna or Chavolo. And Almana, they're permitted to marry just a Tengodol, but the next Parsha is not allowed to marry even an Almana. And then the Torah says, Viki Dashtoi, Ki Eslechem Alokecho Hu Makriv. So the Gemara in Yivamis, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Yivamis, Tav Peches, Kamet Viki Dashtoi Bal Korchoi. Simloi Rotzo Dafenu. If he doesn't want to observe these laws of not being Mitam and the Mason and not marrying the Grusha Zayna Chavolo, Dafenu, you push him, you force him, that he's not allowed to violate these laws. Ki Eslechem Alokecho Hu Makriv, Kodesh Yaloch. He's the one who's makriv the korban. So one might perhaps get the impression that these laws only apply to Zman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, and the Kohanim are actively involved in HaKrovos HaKorbanos. What about Zman HaZeh? That the Kohanim are b'chlal not makriv any korbanos, so maybe they were all permitted to be mitavel amazing. So the Ramban HaChumash says no, that's an incorrect reading. And he claims, the Ramban says that the Mashmos of the very opening phrase gives it away. That's the question, how did he figure that out? That it says, instead of saying Aharon Avonov or B'nai Aharon, it says Emor Kohanim B'nai Aharon. So he says, if it would have said B'nai Aharon or Aharon Avonov, that would have the connotation of people who are makriv korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. But now that it says HaKohanim, HaKohanim means even if they're not the Zman Shel Beis HaMikdash guys. So that's what the Mefarshim and the Ramban try to understand. Where did he see this in the Mashmas of the Lashon? Why is it, if it has Aharon Avonov or B'nai Aharon HaKohanim, Aharon Avonov HaKohanim written later, it means Kohanim who are makriv korbanos. But now that it says HaKohanim before B'nai Aharon, HaKohanim B'nai Aharon is different from B'nai Aharon HaKohanim. No. That's the question. Anyway, that's clearly they did. The Pharisees that did the Tanoim, who lived after the Churban Habayis, are talking about Kohanim not being permitted to be Mitam LeMeisim. Not just the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch and Haflora with the Nabi Yehuda with the Chassam Sofer. Not just the later person. The Tanoim are talking about that. So obviously they assume that the din applies even Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim. The Nefesh Lo Yitam of the Amov. Rashi quotes from the Torah, kind of, what does the word the Amov mean? You're not permitted to be mitame to a meis, be odo biyamov. The odo biyamov, when there are other people who can take care of it, but when it's a meis mitzvah, there's nobody else who's going to take care of the meis, then the kohen is permitted to be mitame. You have a pasuk by a kohen hegyu, then you have a pasuk by a kohen gadol. The Gemara has al derosh al achoso, matam aloymar, Gemara brachas, and Nozim, Rukh Mesichtis explains. It says the kohen gadol is not allowed to be mitameh, even to relatives, but then it keeps on chazering over all of the relatives. I'll call nafshis meis le'yavo. And it says again, le'yavo v'lima le'yitameh. Why does it repeat it? So the Gemara has a whole drosha that it comes to tell me that the kohen gadol was also permitted to be mitameh to a meis mitzvah. Then you have a third pasuk by the nazir. The nazir is not permitted to be mitameh to a meis either. There's no hetter to design kroivim. And then you have a third pasuk go there by the nazir. He is permitted to be mitameh to a meis mitzvah. So the Rishon Machumish, the Baba Taisis, discuss a little bit. Why do you need three psukim? The Gemara does not discuss it. The Taisis on the Gemara, I don't remember discussing. But the Baba Taisis Machumish discussed, why do you need three psukim to be Mate Meis Mitzvah? One by Kohen Hedyot, one by Kohen Gadol, and one by Nazir. If he would only have had by Kohen Hedyot, you would have said there's no Hetta by Kohen Gadol and Nazir, because Kohen Gadol and Nazir are not permitted to be Mitame to design correctly. Once you have the Hetta by the Nazir, or by the Kohen Gadol, isn't it a Kalachon by the Kohen Hedyot? So why do you need so many psukim for? Then they give you what the habamina would have been, what the mistake would have been. What's exactly the heter here that you permitted the mitame to a meis mitzvah? Kavod abrius, the Gemara says in Brachos, that the Yisayda heter is based on kavod abrius. So what does kavod abrius require? Let's say a Jewish body is lying in the middle of the street. The man got a heart attack, they're lying in the middle of the street, and the cars are going around it, and the body is there. That's kavod abrius. You can't leave a body, and then no one is interested in, like a dead mouse. You walk in the streets in New York, Washington Heights, you find a lot of dead mice, a lot of dead cockroaches. So you have a dead body in the middle of the street. So let's say the kohen has to, and there's no one else is interested in taking care of it. Everybody's going zooming around. Some people are zooming on top, over the mace. Some people are going on the side. No one's taking care. So if the only one around who's prepared to do the job is a kohen, so he's permitted and obligated to be mitami to the meis mitzvah. So how long is he permitted to be mitame? Maybe he should just take the meis mitzvah to the parking lot, pull him into the parking lot, put him on top of the grass, so no one's going to park on top of him. In the parking lot, they can also park on top of him. So pull him on the grass where it says no parking over there, and leave him there, and then call a Chavir Kadisha. Or do you say no, if you can call a Chavir Kadisha, so then he's no longer a meis mitzvah. Because man, that he's mutar b'dizayin, no one's taking care, then it's a meis mitzvah. If you pull him to the side, and then you can call a Chavir Kadisha, so to that extent, he's not a meis mitzvah. Let's say there's no chavir kaddisha. No one's going to take care of the kfura. So do you say that just to take him out of the bizoyin, let's say I'll put him on the side and I'll put a sheet on top of him. So he's no longer mutal the bizoyin, but I haven't fulfilled the mitzvah kfura yet. So do you say that the meis mitzvah you're permitted to be mitami up until the point that you fulfill the mitzvah kfura? But he's saying no, the Gemara understood that the whole straight ahead of meis mitzvah is that he's mutable design is an Indian of Kavir Abris. As long as you're misalak the design Amei, even though you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Meis Mitzvah, the mitzvah Fura, maybe you no longer have a heter of Meis Mitzvah. I seem to remember vaguely that when we learned the second parak in Sanhedrin in the yeshiva, the Gemara there talks a little bit about Kavir Abris. I seem to remember Rav Soloveitchik said at that time that he thought that that was the din. He thought that the heter for a kohen and a nozit and the mitamid hal meis mitzvah is not in order to fulfill the mitzvah kfura. Not at all. It's rather in order to be misalik the bizoyan hameis, because the yisayda heter is covered up. As long as you remove him to the side and you cover him up with a sheet, even though you're not a fulfillment of the mitzvah kfura, it's no longer a heter of meis mitzvah. I think that's what he said. On the other hand, you also have, let's say, Rav Soloveitchik said, on another occasion, the name of Rav Chaim, he said that there was a big machlokes hagdolim if a kohen is visiting a non-Jewish community and he discovers that there's a Jew who's buried in a non-Jewish cemetery. And there's a din that you're not permitted to bury a Jew in a non-Jewish cemetery, but if he's buried there, so the lechor the mitzvah pur is fulfilled, just that it's an issur, it's not proper to leave him there. So with the kohen, and there's no one else interested in taking out the body, the Gemara says, even with the Eved, you're not permitted to leave a Meis Yisrael near Meis Yaakov. So somebody has to take the Meis out and bury him in a Jewish cemetery. Is a kohen permitted to do that? Take the Meis out and bury him in a Jewish cemetery. So Rav Soloveitchik said that there was a machlokes Rav Chaim and many other gedolim about the Rav Chaim hall, that it was included in the din of Meis Mitzvah. Even though he's buried already, it doesn't matter, but he's mutal to be zayin. That's considered to be zayin. So the kohen is permitted to take out the Meis to some other place. And the other gedolim held no, he's buried already. The whole din of Meis Mitzvah is that the kohen is permitted and obligated to be metapel in the Meis until he does the kvura. But here the kvura has already been taken place. So there's no head there. Chaim Hov, no, it's nothing to do with the mitzvah kvura. It's in order to be misalik to be zayin. Kohen should be bein lahafal bein lahachmir. Like we said, Meis Mitzvah is a head to remove him to the side to be misalik to be zayin, but not to be mekabre him. And even if he is kvur, still, if he's kvur and a goyish adeis ha-kvur, so then kvur abris would imply that the kohen is permitted and obligated to take him out. That's the same, eh? Yeah, that's not a bizoyim. But say, if you do to the meis mitzvah what the goyim do to their bodies, what constitutes a bizoyim? So whatever is assumed to be a bizoyim, an illegal. So you take to the side, let's say you put him in on the side and you cover him up with a sheet. So then there's no bizoyim. Possibly. There is a fascinating question that Rav Shlomo Zalman Reibach wrote a tshuva about maybe 20 years ago in connection with the din of Meis Mitzvah. Let's say the kohen is only permitted to be metamata of Meis Mitzvah if there are no other people around who will be metapel of the Meis. So what if there are other people around, so it's not a Meis Mitzvah? But what if there are other people around, well, other Jews around, who are not interested in being metapel in the Meis unless the kohen pays their money? So is the kohen obligated to spend money in order not to violate, when it comes to a mitzvah sloy says, You're not, the Kohen is not allowed to be metame l'meis, and if the only way not to be metame l'meis, let's say the Kohen has to go to work, and he drives his car from his home to his office, and he goes like this, and he goes on the trees that are bringing tumah over from the cemetery. So he's not allowed to go there. And what if the only way to get to work is to go around and around? It's going to cost him an extra $5 in gas. Has to go by train, let's say. So he has to take a train that goes around and around rather than go over here. It's going to cost him $25 extra every day. So that's the thing. He has to spend money in order not to violate the laws of the Torah. Maybe over here also. Maybe the Kohen has all, he only has a head to be mekame to the Meis Mitzvah, and there's no one else who's going to take care. If he'll spend a few dollars, then someone else will. And if he'll pay the other Jews who are around, they will be mekame to the Meis Mitzvah. So maybe he has to spend money in order that he should not violate the Israelites essay of not being metame to the Meis. Well, maybe I should say no, but he has a heter. Right now, no one wants to be metame to the Meis. No one wants to be metame to the Meis Mitzvah. So he has a heter. So the Kohen has a heter to be metame in the Meis Mitzvah as it stands right now. So if he has a heter, so why is he mechuyav to spend money? That's the shaila, an abstract. If you have an issa, you start off with an issa, but under the circumstances, you have a heter. But you can avoid the heter, but only by spending money. Are you mechuyev to spend money in order to avoid violation of the Loisa? So you say, no, there's no violation. I have a heter right now. So if I have a heter, there's no violation. So this Meis Mitzvah story doesn't come up so often, but it comes up in the following case. Shlomo Zalman gave a psak to Rabbi Neuwirth, the one who wrote the Shmei Shabbos Melchosa, and he printed in his name that, let's say, my wife decides to give birth to a baby at 2:30 on a Friday night, in the middle of the night. They have to drive it to the hospital, let's say. Can't walk after driving to the hospital. My next door neighbor is a Nafri. So if I'll ask him to drive to the hospital, so I mean the Nafri is mutter for Chorosh Emes HaKana. I don't have to come on to the Hefer of Tvach Nefesh, he's there, Chachil Shabbos Deraisa. But the thing is, not nice to wake up the next door neighbor at 2:30 in the morning. But the Shaila is, I'm allowed to be Mechal Shabbos because it's not nice to wake up the next door neighbor. So that was a Shaila. So Shlomo Zalman Arbach said, you have a Hefer to Tvach Nefesh. The other thing is, if you can avoid the heta, if you can avoid using the heta of kach nefesh, so you should certainly avoid it. But here, it's not menanimus to wake up the neighbor, the Galician neighbor at 2:30, that he should drive the car, he should drive my wife to the hospital. Or, let's say somebody needs some hot water, tell him a sukkah needs hot water, my next door neighbor is Jewish, and he has hot water, but his home is locked, and it's also 2:30 in the morning on Leil Shabbos, or the middle of the week, whatever, at Leil Shabbos. Am I allowed to wake him up or not? Rav Shlomo Zalman said that you're not mechuyev to wake him up. You're permitted to be mechal Shabbos to the pikuach nefesh. And one of the rabbanim from the Badatz, Rav Pinchas Epstein, disagreed with Rav Shlomo Zalman, and he printed so in the Siddur Minchas Yerushalayim, I think, that fat Siddur. He quotes in the back of the Siddur, he quotes that he saw such a psak, and he holds that it's absolutely wrong. He makes a whole fuss about that. So Rav Shlomo Zalman had to defend his position. So he printed a long tshuva about 20 years ago in the journal Maria, which I think was around already then, if I'm not mistaken. It reappeared, it was reprinted in his Sefer Mincha Shlomo about this issue. So he felt that it should be compared to this case, where the Rishonim have a dispute on this topic. In Yevamos, where would you find this? In Yevamos, on the Peites, the Gemara discusses a little bit the din, the definition of a Meis Mitzvah. If Kosha Korosh Be'amov, what does it mean Be'amov? Nevesh Le'itamov Be'amov, Shameis B'terch Amov. When there are other people around who are able to be metapel in the Meis. If Kori Lo, if the Kohen calls for help that they should bury the Meis and nobody comes, so then it's called a Meis Mitzvah. If Kori Lo, Acher and Boim, then it's not called a Meis Mitzvah. That's the definition. So on that daf, the Rashba and some other Rishon, the Ritva and some others spell out this case in the Furish. If the Kohen will only get the help from the other people, if they'll pay their money. So then they say the Kohen is not mechuyev to pay money. So if Shlomo Zalman help, the same should apply over here. Aye, but they asked, and there's a thesis in Nazir that says Fakir. The Gemara Nazir talks a lot about the Nazir being metame l'meis mitzvah, and the Kohen, and the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Hedyot, all the details of meis mitzvah. So there's a Tesis there, I don't know why Tesis mentioned it, just Derech Agav, apropos to nothing there. Tesis just sticks in this sentence, that if the Kohen can call for other people to help him, and if he'll pay them, they'll come and they'll be metapel in the Meis, then it's not called the Meis Mitzvah. But Tesis says Beferish, that if you pay the kohen is mechuyev to offer money to the others to pay. They don't want to bury the mace mitzvah. They don't want to be metapel in the mace mitzvah. Even if the kohen will pay them, then it has the status of a mace mitzvah. So the lechara tesis, I'm then gimel on a base, and the sugya mace mitzvah and nozir, the tesis there seems to disagree with the Rashbo. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, number one, the Ramon Yerideh Paskins like the Rashbo. Ramon Yerideh Paskins Allah like the Rashbo, and those who shame them in Yivam. Then he says, number two, a whole of our theory says that Tesh is talking about a different case, and that he doesn't think they would disagree. Happens to be over there, it's his father. The Kohen's father died. It's a different case. Why is Mechuyev to spend money? He gives the whole of our theory to explain why Tesh doesn't necessarily disagree with the Rashbo. So he thinks that from this stock of the Ramon, the end of Yeridaya, you can see the Ramon Paskins like that, Rashbo and Yivamas, empirically, Isha Rabo, that the Kohen is not Mechuyev to spend money, because right now he has a Heter. So just like over here, when he has a Heter, he's not Mechuyev to spend money to avoid using the Heter. Hu Adinami, by Pikuach Nefesh. Somebody might want to distinguish and say that maybe over here the Heter is better than the Heter of Pikuach Nefesh. Maybe one is Hutra and one is Mechuyev. At Pikuach Nefesh, we know there's a Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, whether Pikuach Nefesh is Mutar on Shabbos and so on, is that a Pechina of Hutra or Dechuya? And by Kohen, who's Metame Lekroivim, to a Meis Mitzvah, and to the Zayin Krom, is also Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. And Brachas on Daf Chof and Aleph, whether the Heter is Hutra or Dechuya. Rashi says it is Hutra, and the Tosfos disagrees and holds that it's Dechuya. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, maybe somebody will want to argue and say, the Daf Goldi here, the Ramo Paskins, like this Rashbo, because the Kohen being Metame to the Zayin Krom, or to the Meis Mitzvah, we're talking about a Meis Mitzvah, maybe the Seder Heter is that it's Hutra. So there is not even Mechuyev to spend money to straighten it out. But by the Pikuach Nefesh, we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Chuyo, maybe there you are Mechuyev to spend money. So he knocks that down, he explains why he thinks that distinction is not valid. And he goes into a further discussion as to what is it, whether Pikuach Nefesh is Dechel Kala Tarakula, means that it's the Chuyo or it's Hutra. In the middle of his long dissertation, he quotes the Kiryas Sefer. You can always rely on the Kiryas Sefer for popping up with some original Kiddush. Kiryas Sefer was written by the Mabid on the Rambam. At the same time, the Beis Yosef was writing his Kesef Mishnah in Eretz Yisrael. They were contemporaries. So the Mabid was the Bar Plukta of the Beis Yosef. They had a lot of machlokes in about the Mitzvah Satliyas Baris, and about Shemitah, and about the Hefker and Perish. They had a lot of ongoing machlokes. And the Kesef Mishnah writes that we didn't put him in Chayrim, we put anyone who follows him in Chayrim. In Perek Aleph and Echas Trumas, he says, all of our Rabban got together. You get the impression as if he was a real nudge, a real filler, that he always disagreed with everybody else. So the Beis Yosef says, all of our Rabban got together, we proclaimed that you're not allowed to follow his Chumas and his Kulas, and you have to follow the majority, me. You have to follow what I said. That's what he writes in Perek Aleph and Echas Trumas, in the Kesef Mishnah. So the Mabit wrote a sefer on the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't give you any marmakayma, so you don't know what anything is based on. So the Kesef Mishnah gives you all marmakayma. And at the same time, the Kesef Mishnah was writing his chibur, the Mabit wrote his Kiryas Sefer. The Kesef Mishnah is much better than the Kiryas Sefer. So that's why over the course of history, over the course of the last few hundred years, they've been printing Rambams with the Kesef Mishnah on the side and not with the Kiryas Sefer on the side. Now they print the Kiryas Sefer on the back as a believe it or not, sort of, as an oddity of Allah. If you want to look, he always has everything is mechudesh. Instead of giving a makara, gemara, Yerushalmi, something, he always gives some new idea. So the Kiryas Sefer comes up with an idea. There's a gemara in the last parak in Yuma where the gemara talks about a chayla mesukan has to eat some food in order to stay alive. So the gemara says, what if the only food you have is treif? So the gemara has a dim, achil mosa akal akal chilo. If something is nevela and something is noisor, so noisor is chorus and nevela is only alav, so tell him to eat the nevela, don't allow him to eat the noisor. And the gemara has all detailed discussions, which is the kalakal chilo, what if one is this and one is that, a lot of details. So the Kiryas Sefer says that whole din of hakalakal chilo is only the Rabbanan. It's not a din minatera. So Rav Shlomo Zalman has, why is it only the Rabbanan? If it's hutra, if the Kach Nefesh and kalakal chilo is hutra, that's really a shtark akasha. Why should there be such a din of hakalakal chilo? It doesn't indicate the favor that it's the chuyam. So that's why he says, no, it's really hutra, and all din of hakalakal chilo is only the Rabbanan. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it's a big chiddush, and nobody agrees, but Lashon Nekiyah, it's a chiddush, means that he's wrong. And everybody disagrees with that, and he says, the Mishnah Berurah says, chayv chatos. If you did chilul Shabbos in a way where you could have avoided it, in the case of hakalakal chilul, it's a din deraisa, it's not a din deraisa. You can't practice if you violated that. He has a long discussion of that also. In the middle of this, it's a long tshuva to defend his position on the psak, that you know, if it's not proper to wake up the next door neighbor at 2:30 in the morning. These are the special Yisurim that only apply to the Kohen and Tumas Hameis and Gush HaZayin V'Halalo. Some of the other dinim are not miyuka dafke to Kohen. Ve'ikuchu korcho v'roshim v'fiyas v'karam v'ikam 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 v'ikam. That applies to everybody. Pasuk Hey. Nonetheless, the fact that it's written over here leads the Gemara to say that a Kohen who shaves off his beard or cuts off his face is over on an additional Yisurim. An Iser Esei, Kedoshim Yiyuv Alakem, there's an Iser Esei. Then when a Kohen, let's say a Kohen became a Metzora, and then he's Nitar Mitzorata, it heals. He wants to go through the Tahara process. Part of the Tahara process is to shave off all the hair on his head with his beard, with a razor, and it's an Iser. So the Gemara says it's not simply a case of Esei Dech Alois Esei. By a Kohen shaving off his payas, it's an essay, Vilais essay, the essay of Loig Aleichu that every Jew has, and the Lois essay of Loig Aleichu, and the additional essay of Kedoshim Yiyuv Lalakeh. So the Gemara points out an interesting chiddush, that because this Pasuk Hey is written here, the Pasuk of Yikuchu Kocha Baroshim, Fiyaz Gam Loig Aleichu, Nivsaram Lisa Tusarotas, even though this applies to all the Jews, not the Miyucha to the Kohanim, but it says Kedoshim Yiyuv Lalakeh, there's an additional Lisa on the Kohanim. It's an essay, well, I says. And here the Gemara says there is an exception to the rule that essay is normally not the Echalai says. So the essay, here it is. Here the halacha says that essay, if he's a Kohen Mitzorah, Shenita Mitomasoi, and he has to shave off his beard, the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk that essay, the Echalai says, the essay in this case. Why? Because it's saying the Shavah Bako, the Gemara says. Because this special essay of Kedoshim Yiyu Lelekeim is not Shavah Bako. And the same thing by a Nazir. Nazir is Shavah Bakol. Anybody who wants to become a Nazir, a man, a woman, a Kohen, a lady, a Yisrael, anybody can become a Nazir. But still, a Nazir shenitz tara v'nita mitumasoi, and also the halacha requires that he should shave off all the hair with a razor, shave off the hair on his head, including the peis, has to shave off with a razor. The mitzvah has to shave all the hair, beard with the head. And the Nazir, the beard was never included in the first place in the Issa Naziris. He can be clean-shaven, the Nazir can be clean-shaven. Then when he's finished with the Naziris, he doesn't have the mitzvah to cut off the beard. He just has the mitzvah to shave off the hair. So let's say shaving off the hair is an Issa for the Nazir. Shaving off the hair on the head is an Issa for the Nazir. Nonetheless, if the Nazir wasn't its tara, the Nitam Mitumasa, and he goes through the Tahara process, then he's permitted and obligated to shave off the hair on the head, even though it's an essay, velois essay. The Gemara says you can't say over there, Esa Dechal Ois Esa, because Zayn is Shavah Bakol. It is Shavah Bakol. Any Jew who wants can become a Nazir. The Gemara says no, but it's still weaker because it's Yeshna B'Shelo. If the Nazir would choose to, he could undo the whole Issa Naziris, Agdei Shelo. Agdei HaTaras Nadorim. So whenever the Ois Esa and Esa are weaker because it's Yeshna B'Shelo, because Zayn is Shavah Bakol, then the Gemara says that Esa is Dechal Ois Esa and Esa. Otherwise it's not Dechal. Otherwise Esa is not Dechal Ois Esa and Esa. So the question is, why does the Taka say, Ki es Isi Hashem lechem alakem heim akrivim? Ikidashta ki es lechem alakechu hum akriv. If the Ramban is right, in the opening pasuk, Ramban is right, that the dinim apply even bisman she'im beis hamikdash kain, it's not only a din by kohen ho'ive. So why does it say, Ki es lechem alakechu hum akriv? A shvera pasuk, so the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah has a comment on this pasuk. He writes, Mikir Adin, and the Mishnah seems to say in Megillah, Hakalav and Shiva, that for Kriya Sadar, you really may give an aliyah to a cotton. You can give an aliyah to a frank cotton. We have a reason why there's none is that we don't give an aliyah, because some Rishonim say, the Ran, on the Rif, on Megillah, says that the Bismana Mishnah, the first oiler said the Bracha Shabbat HaBanu, and the last oiler said the Bracha Shanasan Banu. And all the people in between had to have a mind to be yotzei with his brachas. the bracha of the first oil with the bracha of the last oil. They had in mind. So the Ran writes that you cannot give the first aliyah or the last aliyah to a katan, because when he says the bracha shapacha bana shanasana, he has to be mighty everybody else, and he's not mechuyah b'dover. A katan is not mechuyah b'dover in kriyas atoros. They cannot be mighty achem et efei bost. That's what the Ran says. So the Ran asks, either the Mishnah says the katan can get an aliyah, so he says that goes on the middle aliyahs. It only means the kain can be the katan can be the balkari. Being the balkari is not based on being mighty everybody. You don't have to be mechuyah b'dover to lane to be the balkari. You have to be mechuyah b'dover to say the brachos. And the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Shabbos and all of Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah are right after Tachnun in the second Cheluk Aruch Chaim. You have Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Hilchos Tefillah, Hilchos Tachnun, Hilchos Nesiyas Kafayim, Hilchos Tachnun. Then you have Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, and then you have a repeat. You have some of the dinim of Kriyas HaTorah are in Cheluk Shlishi in the Mishnah Berurah. It's in the Reish Pei Beis, and it gives the dinim of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos points this out, that the Ran and the Gila and the Rif, the Ran writes that the Kohen can only be the Balkorit, that he cannot say the brachas to me like the other. And there's the Pitke Rabbein Eliyahu in London, the Bali Atesa says the reverse, that the Kohen, that the Koton cannot be the Balkorit. How can it be the Balkorit? The Balkorit has to be mighty everybody with Kriyas HaTorah. That's what he holds. The Mishnah only means to say that Kotten can get an Aliyah, he can say the Brichas HaTorah, but the Balkari is going to be somebody else. Very strange, because Man HaTanaim, they didn't have such an institution that a person got an Aliyah and he said the Bracha and the Balkari late. At the later institution for the Tkuvas Bali HaTesis, the Rabbein Eliyahu was so convinced that that's the common practice, he interprets the Mishnah like that. When it says in the Mishnah, HaKolonu Minyan Shiva, a Kotten can get an Aliyah, it means he can get the Aliyah like we can get an Aliyah today, that you just say the Brachas but you can't lay. There was no such thing. Anyway, that's what he interprets in the Mishnah. So the Magen Avraham says, look, according to the Ran, the Kotten cannot say the brachas. According to the Rabbein Eliyahu, the Kotten cannot lane. So a machma for both shitas, so we throw out the Kotten. He can't lane and he can't say the brachas. The Pashtus is not like the Ran and not like the Rabbein Eliyahu. The Pashtus is the Kohen can get an Ali and he can say the brachas also. That's the Pashtus. So the Magen Avraham has a Shaila. We have the minig, we only give a mafta to a Kotten. We don't give an Ali to a Kotten. But what if you stop, let's say, the only coin in the shul, you have to give the first aliyah to a coin, the kiddashta, the mother and zat from that pasuk, the kiddashta, that you have to give the first aliyah to a coin. Some shayim say it's only an asmachtim of the rabbanon. Tosis in Chulin, the Peches, says that that's only an asmachtim of the rabbanon, that the coin gets the first aliyah. Tosis had a shayla, the gabbai called up a coin to the first aliyah, and Yisrael ran up and he grabbed the aliyah. He just said, Baruch Hashem Hashem Baruch, and everybody answered. Everybody went along, and they finished the whole aliyah. So the shayla is, the Gemara has a din there in Kulin on Daf Peches, that if I steal a mitzvah from somebody else, there's a knas of Rabbi Gamliel that I have to pay asar as a ruvin. Let's say somebody shechts a chaya or oaf. So we learned in last week's segment, there's a mitzvah of kisi adam. So the Gemara says, who has a mitzvah of kisi adam? Yishashachat hu yichasa. The one who did the shechita, he is zeifa, he has the right to perform the mitzvah of kisi adam. So if I shech chai the oaf, I have this twist to do the kisi adam, somebody else comes and he grabs the mitzvah, he takes a mofer and he covers over the dam, and there's nothing left to do. I can't fulfill the mitzvah anymore, he already did it. So then the Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel would be mechayiv him to pay me, asor azahuvim, and it's called mechashim ishpada, discussion that even with manazeh we would make him pay. Even though it's a knas, and usually we're not dandini knasis kubavav, it's a different kind of a knas. Knas of keif of dalav hay, those kind of knasis, you're not dam above, you need smooth. But this kind of a knas is a different knas. It's a knas for the rabban, it's not a knas for nater. It's a different kind of a knas. So this knas, many poskim hold, we say in Shulchan Aruch, that you are dan bizmanazeh, you have to pay the asar as a ruvim. So Tosfos has a shayla, the gabbai called up a kohen, so the aliyah belongs to the kohen, they gave him a chabad him. And then Yisrael ran up and he grabbed away the aliyah, says, for sure it doesn't belong to him. The gabbai called out the other guy and he was a kohen and you are not a kohen. So Tosfos says, no. That, what do you mean the gabbai called up? What? The gabbai called up, so it belongs to him, it doesn't belong to me. The whole thing that you have to call a kohen first is only the rabbanon, and the only time you have to pay the penalty of asar zuhum is if you stole a mitzvah deraisa. A mitzvah derabbanon is not as valuable as a mitzvah deraisa, so you don't have such a penalty. So Tosfos says that that drasha that the Gemara made in Kiddashtoi, the Ftach Rishon, to get the first aliyah, Tosfos says only on asmachtam of the rabbanon. The real drasha deraisa means the Kiddashta bal korchai. The drasha quote comes from the Kiddashta bal korchai. That if the kohen wants to be the time of the mason, or the kohen wants to marry a grusha zayin machalala, So the Bezdin has the obligation to prevent him from doing so. You don't just say, look, it's a free country, do whatever you want. Everybody should mind their own business. No, the Gidash to Bal Kochai. It's in fact the Pella, the Rishonim work on. Why do they need a Pasuk Gidash to Bal Kochai? This is the din that the Bezdin is always kind to people to do mitzvahs and not to violate Averis. So why do you need an additional Pasuk over here? The Gidash to the Gemara is the Kashi. The Gemara in Yerom says the Kashi. Why do you need an additional Pasuk? It's the Chapshita. Of course you don't say everybody should mind their own business. Of course, we have to stick our 2 cents into everybody else's business and force all the other Jews to keep their mitzvahs. But it's given. Why do you need a pasuk here? So the Gemara talks about it in Yerom, and that's Pechet. So the Magen Avraham has this chiddush. He says, what happens if when it comes time for Kriyas HaTorah, the only Kohen in the minyan happens to be a katan before Bar Mitzvah? Then you can't give an aliyah to a kohen. So should you give the first aliyah to a kohen katan because he wanted to fulfill this mitzvah v'kidashto, either the araisa or the rabbana, whatever the mitzvah v'kidashto is, to give the kohen the first aliyah? So the Magen Avraham says, no. He says that nothing will be accomplished by giving the kohen katan the first aliyah, because the pasuk reads v'kidashto ki eslechem al hakeach uhu makriv. The only time you have a mitzvah to be mechabe the kohen if he's a kohen haroila hakrovas karbanos. But a kohen katan before bar mitzvah is not kosher hakrovas hakarbanos, so there's no din of the kiddushta. Achidish? The Achronim ask on the Magen Avraham that the Torah's Kohanim says beferish that the mitzvah of kiddushta even applies to bali mumen, even though bali mumen are psulim v'hakrov karbanos. So why does he say that it doesn't apply to a kohen katan? Unless you'll have to distinguish between the two, that's how Rav Soloveitchik suggested. You have to perhaps distinguish between the two. But the Baal Mum just has a psul, but the Kedushas Kuna that he has is the same level of Kedushas Kuna as the Yisrael who is not a Baal Mum, as the Kain who is not a Baal Mum. The Katan has an incomplete Kedushas Kuna. That's what the Magen Avraham means to say. Not only will you say that the Avoda done by the Kain Katan will be pasul, it's worse than that. He doesn't have a full Kedushas Kuna until he becomes Bar Mitzvah. When he becomes Bar Mitzvah, you gotta bring some rayas to prove that it's so. Maybe the chiluk, maybe that's the fast with her. So you have to bring some rayas. The opening Rashi in the beginning of the parsha quotes from the Torah's Kohanim that the Baal Mum has a Kedushas Kuna as opposed to a cholo. A Baal Mum is a Kohen, the only thing is that he's possible to be makruv karbanos. But since he is a Kohen, so he's not permitted to be metamei lemeisim, and he's also not permitted to marry grusha zayin lachalala. A cholol, a kohen, let's say, married a grusha. So all the children are halalim. So a cholol means that there's no grusha's kuna whatsoever. So a cholol is even permitted to be metamei lemeisim, and he's even permitted to marry a grusha zayin lachalala. He's mamash not a kohen at all. The word cholol means empty. Cholol, rake, vacuum. Cholol is a vacuum. Empty means that the person is emptied out from grusha's kuna. The Baal Mum is not emptied out from Kedushas Kuna. The Baal Mum has a Kedushas Kuna. Even though when it comes to Avodah, it's the opposite. That a Baal Mum, Shishime, Shim B'Yevet, Avodah Mechulalas. The Baal Mum does Avodah B'Yevet is no good. And a Chol Shishime, a Chol Shavet B'Yevet is kosher. That's when it gets to Avodah. But when it gets to these, Dinim is not so. That was the opening Ramban, that the Ramban says it has nothing to do with Hakrobas Hakrobanas. These Dinim of Tuna. And he says, Zainab Achalala Gusha have nothing to do with Hakrobas Hakrobanas. Even though the Baal Mum absolutely cannot do Hakrovus HaKorbanus and the Cholo V'Yevet Abidosek Shera, it doesn't matter. This thing depends on HaKohanim. Do you have the status of Kuna or not? So the Cholo was not a Kohen. He's emptied out from Kedushas Kuna. And the Balmum is not emptied out. The Balmum has the Kedushas Kuna. The Balmum has the same Kedushas Kuna as anybody else, except that the Mum is a Paskulos, just like the Torah says that a Mum is a Paskulos in the Korban. You have one parasha next to the other? No. You have the parsha of Bali Mumin in the Kohanim. In the last week's parsha, we had about the Bali Mumin in the Korbanos. But the Gemara says that the two are related. So it's not if the Behem is a Bali Mumin, it's a Chisor, Kedushas Kuna. The Behem is Nishkin Kedushas Kuna. A Bali Mumin is a Psul and Hakrova. So the Psul and Hakrova applies whether the Behem is a Bali Mumin or the Kohen HaMakriv is a Bali Mumin. But it's not that the Kohen who's a Bali Mumin is missing or lacking anything in Kedushas Kuna. He has a full Kedushas Kuna. The cholol is lacking. Cholol means empty. Uvatish koin kesecha lizna sesaliyah himach halolos ba'eshti soref. The Gemara says that goes on a bas koin shezinso. He says a liznos. Liznos means that she's an eishes tish and she's mizanet. What kind of an eishes tish is she that she gets sreifa? What kind is the sreifa? What kind of an eishes tish? There's an arusa and there's an istua. So the Gemara has in Sanhedrin in Perek Avimis, it's a three-way machlokes hatanoi, whether this special din that a baskoin is the sreifa only applies to an istua, it only applies to an arusa, it applies both to an arusa and an istua. We paskin it only applies to an istua. Can't apply to an arusa. Any naira hamuros is chayv skilo. We pass the skilo hamurim is reifa. Skilo is worse than reifa. So the pasuk obviously is only talking about a bat koyin nesua, who would normally any eishes tish nesua who's in sua would normally be chenek. So if she's a bat koyin, it's elevated to the level of reifa. But if she's a naira hamuros, so if she were a Yisraeli, she would be chayv skilo. Skilo hamurim is reifa. The way we pass in our law. So Fashteitzach, it doesn't apply to, cannot apply to an Arus. The other Tana, which Tana disagrees? Reb Shimon, I think, disagrees. I think Reb Shimon disagrees, and he holds that Sreifa Chamura Miskilo, and he holds that, how do we pass in Skilo? Sreifa Herek Chenek, he holds that Chenek is Chama Misayef also. Reb Shimon disagrees on the both. That Sreifa is Mochama, then Skilo, and Sayef is, and Chenek is Mohammed than Saif. According to Reb Shimon, the Gemara says there is a possibility to say that the Pasuk is referring to, it's possible to say that it refers to Arusa. So if it's possible, so you should say. The Pasuk does make a distinction. In fact, the Gemara has a machlokes within Reb Shimon. Now we don't pass like Reb Shimon, so there's nothing to discuss. According to the way we understand, that Skilo Hamura meets Reifo, so the Pasuk is only referring to an Asur. It's not referring to an arus. It can't refer to an arus. According to Reb Shimon, the Gemara has two versions, two opinions in Tanakh. One Tana holds within Reb Shimon that the pasuk goes both on arus and on the stu. And the other Tana says no within Reb Shimon. But just like the Tana makes a distinction by Yisraelim between arus and the stu, that the arus is the skila and the stu is the chenek. Similarly, by the baskan shazim, so it's only bisreifa if she's an arusa. if she's an arusa, will it be bisreifa? If she's in a suit, then it's going to be a chenek like anybody else. Anyway, but it's a special din. The Bashkan Nisreva is a special din. The Gemara says only she's chayv Nisreva. He, it says, Zavio he mechalel as beish nisar. He Nisreva vein ba'al of Nisreva. He Nisreva vein zan mechal Nisreva. The Gemara says that usually hisha kosad isha liish. That whatever edish the boil gets, that's the same one that the isha gets. You never find a distinction. You find by it, we have last week said, where you find by the Shivcha Harufa, that the boil Shivcha Harufa is the Malkus, the Koris Tia. The boil gets Malkus and the Shivcha Harufa, the boil, the Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus and the boil Shivcha Harufa only has to bring an Asham Shivcha Harufa. But that's an exception to the rule. So the Mishnah says that here there's also an exception to the rule. He Bistrefa Vein Boil of Bistrefa. What does that indicate? Yeah, it indicates something very special, that the Avera basically does not deserve Sreif. The Avera of the Torah's Nus, the Avera only deserves Chenek. That's why the boil gets Chenek, or Skila, according to the Tana Rav Shimon, that it goes on Arusa. So the Avera per se of Znus, of Eishes Ishesins, only warrants Skila. So the boil gets the same Einish that she should have gotten Skila. The reason why her Einish has changed from Chenek to Sreif, or from Skila to Sreif, or coming to Reb Shimon, is because it's Alvio Himachalal, it's because she's a Paskan. But it's not that the Avera of Lysina becomes a Mohammedic Avera. So the boil gets the Einish that she should have gotten, the Torah's Lysina, the Torah's Eshishishas Insa. And she gets a special Einish because it's Alvio Himachalal, it's a whole head, but why it's elevated to a higher level. The Torah writes a special dinam of the Kohen Gadol. The Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk is that normal people have to observe Avelis except for the Kohen Gadol. That's according to the Rambam and the Goenim, who hold that Avelis Yom Rishon is Deraisa, and the Mechaber Paskin is like that. That Avelis Yom Rishon is Deraisa, and the Gemara says in Moikot, in the beginning of the third parak, that the Kohen Gadol does not observe Avelis. Kohen Gadol, just like Yisrael and Regal does not observe Avelis, the Gemara says, why? Because on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah of Simcha v'Osiyas, it's the Rabbim, the Dochi Yasei the Yochi, the mitzvah of Simcha's Yom Tov is an Yasei the Rabbim, all the Pali Sos Mechui even that, and the mitzvah of Avelis is only a mitzvah of Yasei Shal Yochi, so Osiyas the Rabbim, V'drochi yesei diyochitzan regel, afesel shvur sukkis, nobody observes aveilu. So the Gemara makes a statement in the beginning of Aveilu Megalchen, that can go all year long, he's thrilled by regel domi. That's one of our Salvechik's favorite Gemaras. He used to mention that on different occasions, and he printed it in a few places in his drushes. He printed his pshat in that Gemara. What that means? What do you mean, Kohen Gadol all year long is kisol baregel dom? Because the Kohen Gadol, he said, he interpreted the Gemara based on the Rambam. But the Rambam writes in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam writes you have to appoint the Kohen Gadol, and the function of the Kohen Gadol is to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long, and it's understood. The Rambam doesn't finish the sentence. We all finish based on the passing in Zechariah to supervise the HaProphet HaProphet. That's the role, that's the job of the Kohen Gadol, not just to sit there. You're not allowed to sit near Zohar, to stand, not to stand there, to supervise the HaKrovos HaKabbalah. That's the Radak on the Pasuk in Zechariah. So the Haftarah of Shabbos Chanukah, we read that Pasuk in Zechariah, that says that the function of the Kohen Gadol is to supervise HaKrovos Kol HaKabbalah. Since the Rambam writes the function of the Kohen Gadol is to be in the Mikdash all day long, every day, all day long, so that's what Absalom Leitchik thought, L'chere, that's what the Gemara meant to say, that the Mechayev of Simcha, Whenever there's a chiyuv simcha, a chiyuv simcha is when the person is in the presence of Hashem, when he's lifnei Hashem. As the pasuk says many times, "Ismachtan lifnei Hashem alakechem." Whenever the person is lifnei Hashem alakechem, then there's a chiyuv ismachtan. He said this based on the Gemara in the first paragraph in Chagiga. The Gemara has a statement. One of the Amoraim says, "Ein atzus lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu." The Baruch Hashem is never sad. There's always joy, and the presence of Hashem is always joy and happiness. Whenever one is in the presence of the Shechina, there's always going to be simcha. So he thought that that's the Yisrael HaMachayiv of simcha when the person is lifnei Hashem. So who is lifnei Hashem? So on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, everybody's obligated to be Ola Rego. Everyone has a chiyuv to be lifnei Hashem. So that's the Machayiv of simcha. And on the Kohen Gadol, since the Rambam understands from the Halacha that he's mechuyav to be in the Beis Hamikdash all year long, so he has a chiyuv simcha all year long. So that's why, just like Yisrael Baregel, there's a chiyuv simcha, and therefore there's no avelus. So the Kohen Gadol all year long, there's no avelus. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. The Kohen Gadol doesn't have a chiyuv avelus. So that's the simple reading of the pasuk. If you adopt the shittas HaMechaber v'Hagoyim v'Haram v'Arif, that there's avelus on the level of the Raisa, the Rambam pasuk is a kin. According to Ramah, it can't be. There is no Avelus deraisa. In fact, you have a Pasuk that's telling you the Kohen Gadol doesn't observe Avelus. But according to the Ramah, that's what the Pasuk is telling you. Kohen Gadol Miechov, it's Rosh HaKol Nafshes Meis Lo Yovah, he's not permitted to be Metame to the Zayin Kroivim. And the Ramah said, we spoke about that Ramah yesterday, that the mitzvah of Lo Yitama, the mitzvah of the Kohen to be Metame to the Zayin Kroivim, is a chelik of the mitzvah Savelus. That's how the Ramah writes in Hilchos Kovil. So the Rambam understands that the mitzvah that the Kohen should be mitamei l'meisim is a chelik of the mitzvah. Lo yitamo is the mitzvah of avelus, not just the mitzvah that you should observe kavod avriyus. Lo yitamo is the chelik of avelus. The Rambam got it from the Gemara. The Gemara in the third parak in Mein Kot, in Elam Gafen, the Gemara says, Kol she hakohen mitamei lo yenoig avelus. Any of the relatives that the Kohen is obligated to be Metameh, so then there's a Chiyuv of Avelus. Then it says in later generations the Tanaim added on a few more relatives. But what did the Gemara make such an equation? Whoever the Kohen is Metameh, that's who people are obligated to observe Avelus on. So the Rambam and the Rif and the Goyim understood, yeah, because the act of being Metameh to the Meis is a Chelik of the Niyug Avelus, and Avelus is the Raisa. Avelus Yom Rishon is the Raisa, and that's part of the Din of Niyug Avelus. So the way the Rambam understood, that's how you read the pasuk. I'll call nafshes meis lo yavoi. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be observe any avelus, and therefore he's not allowed to be metame to the meisim. And then it says also, it's rosh lo yifrov, god of lo yifrov. He's not permitted to rip kriya, and he's not permitted to let his hair grow long, because these are nihugi avelus. The Kohen Gadol is not permitted to observe nihugi avelus. That's how the Rambam understood pshat. The other Rishonim, the way we paskin is not so. There's no avelus deraisa. He cannot say that that's the pshat in the pasuk. But the pasuk pshat fits in very well the way the Rambam understood. Then you have the Kohen Gadol. Not only is not permitted to marry a grusha zayin of a halala, he's not allowed to marry an almana either. He's not permitted to marry an almana either. he's not permitted to marry a Be'ula. Yibishin is not one of the four, not a Grusha Zayn of a Chalolo or an Almona. Uisha B'Psulel Yikach, he has to Dafke marry a Psul. He's not even permitted to marry a Be'ula. Not every Be'ula is going to be a Zayna. The Gemara has in Yevamis, in Perek HaBel Yevim, the Gemara has a whole Machlek Yitatanayim, what's the definition of Zayna? So the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, who passes like one time of there in the Gemara, that Zayna is only Nivola L'Pasol or Psolo. If the woman was Nivola by a Goy, some rabbi came over to me recently, just at my son's bar mitzvah. He popped out a little bar mitzvah with a shiloh. So he tells me there's a girl who's a balas tshuva, a religious girl, and she wants to know she's allowed to marry a kohen. Why? She once had an affair with a guy. So this rabbi didn't know the dinim so well. He thought you need eidus l'kimadol. You don't need eidus l'kimadol by kiddushin, by gittin, you need eidus l'kimadol. By this, you don't need eidus l'kimadol. So he's just asking, does anybody know about it? No, Aiden. So the girl says, yeah. She says, what do you mean? They were Aiden? So she says, yeah, it was in the middle of class. So she went to college. She told the rabbi, don't ask any kashas. She went to some school where they taught design, and then in the middle of class, she was Mizana with a guy, in front of everybody. So she said, yeah, they're Aiden. The Aiden were Apostle Aiden and stuff. Some of the more religious Jews, but the rabbi didn't, the rabbi almost fell on the floor then. He wasn't interested in asking any more questions. Yeah, so that's called a Zayna. If the girl is Nivola L'Fasol Psalm, that's called a Zayna. Nivola to a guy. Or she was an Eshesish and she was Nenso. Let's say a girl is married and someone attacks her, even if the one who attacks her is not a guy. If she's single and even if she's attacked by a guy, that's a Zayna. And if she's married, even if she's attacked by a Jewish person, that's also called Nivola L'Pasol Psalos. If her husband is a Kohen, she has to get divorced. Even if her husband is not a Kohen, if her husband is Yisrael, she doesn't have to get divorced. But in the event that the husband will die, she's never permitted to marry a Kohen, because she's Nivola L'Pasol Psalos. She became a Zayna. So that's how the Rambam passes, that the Rambam stresses in Ilchus Yisuri B'Yohola, Madito, after he quotes all the din, and then he sums it up, he says the gist of the whole din is, that in order to declare that the girl is a Zayna doesn't really depend on a Bia B'Yisr. Let's say the girl was a Nidor and she had Tashmish with a Jewish person. That's not called a Zayna. Or let's say the girl, a Yisraelit, married a Cholo. And then the husband, she was allowed to marry a Cholo, a Kain Cholo. And then the husband died. That was Behet Gomer. And the Rambam quotes the Gemara that nonetheless she does become a Zayna. The girl marries Behet and she becomes a Zayna. The girl is living Be'is and she does not become a Zayna. So the Rambam says, Hala Marato, you see from the dinim that I just brought out that the girl is becoming a Zayna because of Nivola L'Pasol is not a function of whether she did an Aveir, whether the deal was Aveir or not. It's a function of Nivola L'Pasol, whether the Gavra had a Shame Psul or not. By the Cholo, the Gavra has a Shame Psul, even though it's Behet, even though she's permitted to marry the Cholo. And by the Nido, even though it's Be'isa Koreis, the Gavra to whom she was Nivola did not have a shame psul. So that's not called Nivola L'Pasol Psul. So that's how the Mechaber and the Rambam pass. That's what determines Nivola L'Pasol Psul. So let's say a girl was Mizane with all the boys in her class, but they were all Jewish. She was never Mizane with a Goy, or with a Cholo, or an Eved, or a Mamzer, or a Nothin. All the boys she was Mizane with were Jewish. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say that the girl is not a Zayna. The Beis Shmuel on the side of the Ebenezer calls that there are other Tanaim in the Gemara who hold otherwise. And there are a group of Rishonim who paskin, he says, the Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, the Smak, and other Rishonim paskin against the Rambam. They paskin like the other Tanaim in Perek HaBoyevim. He says, the Beis Shmuel says that it's Kedai, that the Kohen should be Machmir. He's a Ben Taira. He says he should be Machmir to follow the opinion of the other Tanoim. What? That even if the girl was Mizane one night with one boy, one night with another boy, another night with another boy, so that's also called Zayna. She's acting like a Zayna, like a prostitute. The Shaila is, what if she's not being Mizane every time with another boy? Let's say she has one boyfriend for 1 year. They're all Jewish. All the boyfriends are Jewish. Every year she has a different boyfriend. But she's very discreet about it, she's very nice about this. This is the kriyas for 1 year, and the next boy's the kriyas for another year, so then Rav Shlomo Kluger, and the other parts can point out that wouldn't even be included in the chumrah of the Beis Shmuel, that you should be choshish with the other shitas. She's not a Zayna Kipshuta, she's not being mizana with different people. She has the kriyas, she's mizana with one Jewish person, for an extended period of time than with someone else, that's not called a zaynus. That's a shayla. What's the definition of zaynus? Serious shayla of zaynus. A gioris has a din of a zaynus. Like is the Rambam and the Ravid. If a kain marries a gioris, does it have the din of zaynus mamish? That's the pshuta shal nikra. And a kain who marries a gioris will be loike. That's how the Rambam seems to say. Ezi zaynus hamur batayra. He writes a gioris. A gioris or an isha shenivol al pasuk psalon. The Ravid is masking on the Rambam. Yeah, it's an Easter. A gioris is not permitted to marry a kain. It's a pasuk in Yechezkel. Kim mesulas mizera beisus so yitchu isha. I think it's the haftarah of this week's sedra. Yeah. The Gemara in the end of Kiddushin, the last part of Kiddushin, learns it up in the pasuk in Yechezkel and after. But still, it doesn't necessarily follow Kimisulas Mizera Beis Yisrael Yikocha. But it doesn't mean that it's included in the Mamish, the Din of Zayna. So the Rabbit holds that there's no Malkus. It's an Easter, but there's no Malkus. And the Rambam holds that there is, that there's Malkus if the Koy marries a Giyuris. There's a question whether Kahanim is Manazeh are Sophic Kahanim, are they Vade Kahanim? The Pashtun says that they're Vade Kahanim. Why should they be Sophic Kahanim? The Gemara just says that we wouldn't allow them to be Makrif Korbanis. The Gemara says that Ezra, in Sefer Ezra, says when he built the second Beit HaMikdash, he asked the Kahanim to produce a Ksav Yichus, and whoever couldn't produce a Ksav Yichus, that shows who his parents were, who his grandfather was, who his great-grandfather, all the way back to Amar HaKohen. Maybe couldn't produce it. Ksav Yichus were rejected. And the Goalim in HaKahuna, and they didn't allow them to participate in HaKrovas HaKarbonis. But that's the question. 99% of the Kohanim, 99.99% of the Kohanim is Manazeh, don't have a Ksav Yichus. So does that mean that Kohanim Chazokah, who don't have, they're not Kohanim Yochasim. Kohanim Chazokah, as the Gemara calls them in the second paragraph in Ksuvis. That means that they're only Sophic Kohanim? They're only Sophic Kohanim, or does it mean no, that it's only a Chumra mid the Rabbanon, that if you have a Kohen Miyuchas and a Kohen Chazakeh, and you have HaKrovas HaKarbonis, so you insist, let him do the Avodah, we wouldn't let him do the Avodah. But if you don't have Kohanim Miyuchasim, then the whole Chumra of Ezra would not apply. Or let's say, when he gave to these dinim, we wouldn't treat a Kohen Miyuchasim. Every Kohen is a Sophic Kohen. And therefore, whenever there's an issue of the Rabbanon, so you would say, Sveika the Rabbanon of Kula. So most of the Paschim hold that that's not correct. Close to the later Paschim hold in the year. Among the early Achrayim, that was a common notion, that Kohanim is Manazel, only Sophic Kohanim. And the later Paschim changed the trend. Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher was the Talmud of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Tirat Tzvi was named after Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher. He was one of the big Zionists. He wrote a whole book, Drishas Tzion, that we should build the Beis HaMikdash and bring Korbanos. I think he wanted Rothschild to buy up the Makom HaMikdash and build the Beis HaMikdash, and he said, we'll make him Mashiach. We'll put up a plaque that you're Mashiach. The Rambam says, whoever built the Beis HaMikdash is Mashiach. So you build the Beis HaMikdash, maybe you'll turn out to be the Mashiach. That's what he suggested. So he printed this whole sefer to explain that all the halachic problems can be solved. There are no halachic problems involved in building the Beis HaMikdash, because man is everything very simple. It was a technical problem. It's not for sale. The Arabs weren't interested in selling the Makom HaMikdash, that they should build the Beis HaMikdash. That he wasn't aware of. He lived in Europe. They didn't know. So he thought all halachic problems can be solved. And the other Gedolim, the contemporaries, disagreed with him, and he said that there are still some halachic problems that were never solved. So one of the issues that he brings up is, who are going to be the Kohanim are going to be Makrev with the Korbanis? We don't have enough. We have hardly any Kohanim Yuchasim. Most of the Kohanim today are only Kohanim Chazakah. So he says, that's only a Chumrim with the Rabbanim that Ezra introduced, Hecha the Efshir. And you can have the Avodah done by Kohanim Yechasim, so don't let the Kohanim Chazakah do it. But if you don't have the option, then there was never such a Chumrim with the Rabbanim. So he sent his whole country, Drishas Tzion, to Rebbe Kivega, and he was Maskin. Kivega was his Rebbe. Then Rebbe Kivega sent it to the Chassam Sofer, who was his son-in-law, Rebbe Kivega's son-in-law, and he was Maskim also. And then, later, the more recent Paschim, after Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher, in the last 150 years, everybody assumes like that, like he was Mechavish. That Kohanim Chazakah are not Sophic Kohanim, they're Vade Kohanim. Whoever said such a thing that they're Sophic Kohanim? Then the Torah has the din that a kohen whose tumah is not permitted to be makir of karbanos, not permitted to eat the karbanos. And the Torah gives different forms of tmeim. So ruah, zav. Magatuma, touch a sheret, and so on. One of the examples of a kohen whose tamei is not permitted to eat korbanos, not permitted to makar korbanos, is a kohen who ate nevela utrefa. What kind of a din is that? A kohen who ate nevela utrefa? The Rashi quotes from the Gemara from the Torah Tahanim what's going on here. This is talking about nivlas deif tahor, that is mentami abdeis abliyim. We're not talking about the yisra of eating trefa and nevela trefa. We're not talking about the yisra of eating. Rashi writes, lingin tumak, he's a kohen. Talking about tumah, that if you eat a nivla, so if tahor, if you eat a dead eagle, if you eat a dead eagle, then the nitzar of eating behemoth meyer, if tame, but it's not metameyu. But if you eat a chicken that didn't have a proper shita, that's called nivla. So if tahor, so when you touch it, when you pick it up, it's not metame. It's only metame when you swallow it. It's only metame abeis adliya. Special din. Special yetzman aklal niblos toiftar mitami abeis abliyah. The whole literature, Akayim and a sefer al Rambam has a piece on this, and in the Asim Derais there, Rabbi Yosef Bengel has in the first simon. He also has in one of the latest simonim in the Asim Derais. He also has a piece on this. They point out that there are three shittas. If you look in the Tanoim and in the Rishonim, there are three shittas as to the nature of this strange, unusual din. The niblos toiftar mitami abeis abliyah. Some Tanaim hold that the achila is metame. So even if I'll eat a chatzi zayis now and a chatzi zayis later, terkadei achilas pras, and if you eat terkadei achilas pras, it's been tarif yachat to constitute one big mais achila, that'll also be metame me. And other Tanaim disagree, that's what Rav Chaim points out, machlokes ha-Tanaim. You need Rav Chaim because it's not, the two Tanaim are not in one place. One is in the Toras Kahanim, one is in the Gemara. So he puts it together and he says that's the machlokes. That one Tana is of the opinion that the achila, the mais achila is the metame, so the achilas pras would be mitzarif, and the other Tanaim hold that it's not the mais achila that's mitame, it's something other than that. What could it possibly be other than that? So then Rabbi Yosef Engel takes over, and he points out in Asan Deraisa that there's a mefurish and machlokes and rishonim. What is the mitame? If you hold that it's not, he also talks about, is it the achila, is it not achila? He shows the same Tanaim. But then he goes further than Rav Chaim and he explains that what is it? Some rishonim hold that it's maga. The fact that the nivlo sef tahor is touching the neck, it's a maga. So if it's maga, let's say it'll be wrapped up korcha b'siv, the person will swallow the nivlo sef tahor, it's wrapped up, let's say, in, how do they make, cabbage, wrapped up in cabbage, let's say, swallows it down his throat without chewing it up. So then there was no maga. But if you hold that it's tumas maso, Rashi in one place writes that it's tumas masa. Maga is very strange, that it should be maga. Maga based on storm is not mitami. Masa, the based on storm is mitami. That's the Gemara in Nida. Makes a distinction. Based on storm is not din of maga, but there is a din of masa. So it makes more sense to say that it's masa. If you're already saying that it's not achila, so it makes a little more sense to say that it's masa. But then it comes up to be a bigger chiddush. It's even mitame if it's korcha, if you wrapped it up in cabbage, or you wrapped it up in a piece of paper, and you swallowed it with the covering, with the wrapping. So even though it's not even touching the base of liya, as long as you swallowed it down, so there's going to be a masa. So there are three shittas, beferish and tanoim, and in Rishonim there are three shittas. What's the nature of this strange, unusual din? It's only nivlos eftar. Nivlos eftar is not mitame. Nivlos eftar, the Mishnah has, there are 13 dinim. Yud gimel dinim, nemar ben nivlos eftar. The Gemara talks about Laman Mikru Shmam Sofrim. The Pasuk in Divrei Yomim calls the Chachamim, the Talmid Chachamim who lived in the days of the Divrei Yomim, the days of the Bais Rishon, they called Sofrim. Why are they called Sofrim? Sha'osu kol ha'Torah kulo sfuras sfurais. That these, they made Simonim in order to transmit, in order to remember the whole Torah Shabbat Peh. So they used to add things up, so they said, oh, there are lamed ha'safas melacha, so they would remember there were 39, so it's not so hard to figure out. There are arba avas nezikin, and yud gimel avas nezikin, chav talar avas nezikin, for the purposes of remembering. And then the Gemara gives, the Yerushalmi gives different examples, and the Yerushalmi gives that as one of the examples. The Mishnah that says, yud gimel dvarim nemru b'nivla saiftar. There are 13 different halachas in the nivla saiftar. Anyway, one of the dinim is this pasuk in Chumash, that it's metame abeis avliyah. But only Nivlo Seftam. Nivlo Seftam is not Mitame at all. Not the Maga, not the Masa, not the Achila. It's just not Mitame at all. The Mochash of the animal was while it was alive, so the Matumah it has after it's dead. If the Yisrael dies, so you have the highest level of Tumah. Because Yisrael, while he's alive, has the highest level of Hashivas. That's what they quote from the Arizal, the Erechaim HaKadosh HaChumash, quotes at the beginning of Parshas Chukas, that the Yisrael, while he's alive, has the most Hashivas, that when he dies, he has Tumas Maga Masa and Oil. They say Akum, many of the Rishonim, Patrick, like the Ramam does, like Reb Shimon Shita, the Mesi Akum and Atman Tamim Boil, Mesi Akum and Atman Tamim Maga Masa, Atman Tamim Boil, because they have less Hashivas. But the Metame Bimago Ubimasa Tumashiva for 7 days. If you have an animal that died a natural death, it didn't have a proper shita. So you have meat in the A and P, but it didn't have a proper shita. So that's Nivlas Behema, that's Metame Bimago Ubimasa. But it's only Metame Tumasera. You can go to Nikva the same day. You don't need each one indicates while it was alive it had no hashivas. After it died, it goes all the way down the Igra Roma, the Bira Mikta, the higher up it was while it was alive, so the lower down it falls in the state of Tumah. Then the Torah goes, proceeds to have all the rest of the dinim of that are negir to the Kohanim, that only a kohen is permitted to eat truma. A zar, a non-kohen, is not allowed to eat truma, even if he's an Eved Ivri of a kohen, only an Eved Kenani of a kohen. If you buy an Eved Kenani, who yachal bo? The Eved Kenani is permitted to eat truma. But Toshav Kohen Misachir, the Gemara says in the beginning of Kiddushin, Toshav Kohen Misachir is referring to an Eved Ivri. So an Eved Ivri, what do you need to? There are two kinds of an Eved Ivri. There's an Eved Ivri who's only an Eved Fishesh, and one of them, Toshav, means that he's there for a longer period of time, an Eved Nirtza. So whether he's a Nirtza or not a Nirtza, Lo Yochel Kodesh, he's not permitted to eat Truma. Because only an Eved Kenani is Gufa Kona, and an Eved Ivri is not Gufa Kona. That's what it seems like. An Eved Kenani is Gufa Kona, and an Eved Ivri is not Gufa Kona. I think Gemara says in the first Perek in Kedushin, an Eved Ivri is also Gufa Kona, and Tezayim and Aleph, so the Rishonim discuss it. With respect to what do you say that the Eved Ivri is Gufa Kona, with respect to what do you say the Eved Ivri is not Gufa Kona. So there's a big discussion in the Rishonim. Eishes Kohen is also Achelas the Truma. From the same pasuk, Kohen keep the Nefesh Kinyan Kas to include both the Eishes Kohen and the Eved Kenani of the Kohen. They're both permitted to eat Truma. There's a discussion in Achronim, what do you mean they're permitted? If the Yeshus Kohen eats Truma to Kima Mitzvah, she says the Bracha, Shekudishanu, the Mitzvah, the Tzivanu, Shekudishanu, the Kohen, the Ramam, the Kohen says the Bracha, Shekudishanu, the Zushosu, Shalahar, the Tzivanu, Alachinas Truma. The Ramam at the very end of Milchus Truma. The last halacha says like that, even on Truma Schutzlords, even on Truma Schutzlords, also the Kohen says such a Bracha before he's about to eat it. Would the Eved Kohen also be in fulfillment of a Mitzvah? The Eved Kohen also says the Bracha. Or is it only a heter? The behemoth coin, the stomach is only a heter. You're permitted to feed truma to a behemoth coin. The behemoth coin does not say a bracha, Shekhar Hashanah says. The coin doesn't say a bracha either when he's about to feed it to the behemoth coin. It's only a heter. So that's the shaila. If all three are learned out in the same pasuk, coin, king, and the nefesh, king, and kas, the king, and kas goes on behemoth coin, have a knaini of a coin, and aishas coin. So what are we saying? The aishas coin is like a behemoth coin? Or the wife is like an evet knaini? Or there's no equation there. Three things learned up in the same class are totally unrelated. The wife is Nishkin Behemoth, is Nishkin Evet. Maybe the wife is a mitzvah sachil and the other two are just there. So that's the whole discussion In Achrayim, Rabbi Nachum Zemba has in his there Avraham, he gives you the Ma'amar Kamis where the Chiddushei Rim talks about it. There are other Achrayim discuss it. There is a possibility to distinguish between the Narusa and the Nesuah. The Gemara says in the third parak in Sanhedrin that Ishta Kiguf and Balki Ishta only applies there for Nesuah. During Eris in the Pashtus, the Gemara implies that you don't say Ishta Kigufa, you don't say Balki Ishta. So it could well be that after Nisuah in the Ishis Koinus Achelus Betruma is a Kima Mitzvah. And during Eris in the Gemara says Arusa Achelus Betruma is a Dimin HaTorah, the Arusa eats Truma. And the Rabbanon, the Tanoi made it clear she's not allowed to eat Truma for various reasons. So it could be that the Arusa Achelus Betruma, maybe that's only a Hector, like the Amis Koinin. The Nisuah eats Truma, maybe that's a Mitzvah. A possibility. Anyway, but it's a discussion that that Achrayim have, and they quote Rishonim have a little bit of sources discussing the topic. Torah has a din. What if by mistake a non-Koyin eats Truma? Ish Kerech of Kodesh Bishgoga, the Arsul Chavishiso, all of an Asan Lakoyin Es HaKodesh has to give Keren V'Choymesh. Has to give Keren V'Choymesh. That's the sugi that we just skipped in Sochem. We really shouldn't have skipped it. It's an important topic. Gemara has a shaila, how do you determine what the Karen is and how do you determine what the Chaimish is? The Karen is Lefi Midro, Lefi Gavim Mishalom, and then how do you determine what the Chaimish is? Important dinim deraisis. There is an interesting machlokes, the Rambam and all the other Rishonim, regarding a din deraisa and this pasuk, in pasuk Yudalit, Per Kobes in Parshas and more pasuk Yudalit. And also Makoinis HaKodesh, and Mishnah and Shul must understand, Dover Haroi Liyas Kodesh, if I. I'm not a Kohen. If I by mistake ate some truma, let's say I ate some a loaf of bread that was truma, I drank a bottle of wine that was truma, so I give Karen Chaimish, I don't just make out a check, I don't just give him $14.25 to Karen with the Chaimish. You're not supposed to pay cash. He's supposed to give Dabar Harayli, he's supposed to give wine, he's supposed to give a loaf of bread, and that loaf of bread, when you give it over to the Kohen, and also the Kohen, it's nepach liyas truma. It itself becomes truma. And if another zara, if I, or another zara, will eat that truma, will be chayv karen v'chayv mishana too. Because it's nepach liyas kodesh. And also lakayin is hakodesh, dobo haray liyas kodesh. So there's a machloik is the Rambam and everybody else. The pashtus is the pasuk of this, the pasuk that requires that you should pay dobo haray liyas kodesh is only written on pasuk yudalit in a situation when the zara ate the truma b'shoigeh. What if he ate your truma b'mezid? So you don't have to give chaymish. That's the beirish. You only have to give keren. The Mishnah says like that. You don't have to give chaymish. You only have to give keren. What about the dovah haroi liyas kodesh? The keren that you give, does that have to be given over in wine and potatoes and tomatoes? Whatever the thing was, that's what you have to give them. So fulin or not. So when you give it, it's clearly not nepach liyas kodesh. That's the beirish not. That's the Mishnah, that it will not be Nepach Liyas Kodesh. All the Rishonim understood, if it's not going to be Nepach Liyas Kodesh, so you can give money, you can pay by check. There's no din that you have to give at the end, you know, there's no halacha you have to give wine or chal or dovah haroi liyas kodesh. If it's not going to be Nepach Liyas Kodesh, why should you have to give a dovah haroi liyas kodesh? Why should you have to give at the end? The Rambam stands alone. The Shlomel points out, the Rambam has this strange shita. He says, no, even if you ate the mezid, a zar shoch al truma b'nezid does not have to pay chaymish, only keren. When he gives the keren, he has to give wine or potatoes or tomatoes or oranges, whatever it is that he ate, even though, despite the fact that when he gives it, it will not become nepach liyas kodesh. What is he giving wine for? It's not going to be nepach liyas kodesh. A strange Rambam. The Ravid does not disagree. There's no Ravid on that Rambam. We don't have an Aradis, we don't have any Ravid. The Mishlamal points out that Tesis and the Rash and the Pashtus and the Mishnais is not like the Rambam. What kind of halach is this that you have to give the Chaymish only when you violated the Aver B'Shegig, when you did it B'mezid? Not. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Samachtos, gives a marshal Madav Adayme. If a person is Mechal Shabbos B'Shegig, he has to bring a Korban Chatos. If a person is Mechal Shabbos B'mezid, he doesn't have to bring a Korban Chatos. Sometimes if there was Edim HaHasra, we'll give him an Einish Misos. If there's no Edim HaHasra, we won't. But you only bring a chatos if you violated the b'shergig in order to gain a kapara. So the Gemara there in Shabbat Daf Samachtes gives a mashal that chaymish is to misa v'dei shamayim as chatos is to koris. If a person did a dovah shizdon a koris, if he did a b'shergig, so shigigos a chatos, so the function, the purpose of the chatos is to get a kapara for the avera which he did b'shegi, which if he would have done it amazing, would have been chayv koris for. So he wrote that when he does this avera, zar shachal truma b'mezid, it's mitzvah de shamayim. Zar shachal truma b'mezid is mitzvah de shamayim. So zar shachal truma b'shegig needs a kapara for having done such an avera hamura, which should have been mitzvah de shamayim. So the kapara he gets by paying the chaymish. The chaymish is the kapara for the mitzvah de shamayim b'shegig, like the chatos is the kapara for the chorus that he did b'shegig, which if he wouldn't have gotten the mezid, it would have been chorus. The Gemara makes the mashal in order to bring a point to halacha l'maisa, not some mashal of philosophy, not some Jewish. The Gemara says halacha l'maisa, there is a machlokes of Yechon and a Reish Lakish regarding chatos. That says, Tamarek Mechal Shabbos, the mezid, he knows you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, but he didn't know that Yechayv chorus. He knows you're not allowed to eat tray for food, you're not allowed to do Meloch on Yontem, you're not allowed to do Meloch on Shabbos, but he didn't know that Yechayv Kores. If he would have known that Yechayv Kores, he would have not violated the Aver. But Lemaisa, he knew that you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, and then did the Aver be Mezid. So is that called Mezid or is that called Shegeg? He's it Bala, B'Shogag, B'Kores. So it's a Machlek that Yechon of Eishlokish, in the Babli, Adonim Shalmi, in the Babli and Shabbos, that's not what that is. We pass can like Rabbi Yechonah. That he's a Bala B'Shogah B'Koris is Chayv Chatos. So the Gemara has a Machlekes Amaroim in the Maskabai V'Rove, and the Maskana should be like Rove, that the same Machlekes Abiecha Mishloke should apply here also. A Zar eats Truma B'Mezid. He knows that he's not a Kohen, he knows he's not Ladi Truma, but he didn't realize how serious the Avera is. He thought, no, that's trafe, so he doesn't keep kosher anyway. He didn't realize that it's Mitzvah De Shamayim. That he's not interested in. Mitzvah Deh Shemayim, that's why he didn't want to go. If he would have realized that it's Mitzvah Deh Shemayim, he would not have eaten the Truma. So is that called Achilas Truma B'Nezid of the Shegig? L'mayinaf Kimina, does he have to pay Karen? He had no right to eat, he has to pay Karen. Does he have to be Moisiv Chaymish? So we pass him, yes. Just like we pass him like Rabbi Yechon, and the Hizid B'Lah B'Shogat B'Koros is Chayv Chatos, the Hizid B'Lah B'Shogat B'Niso, Mitzvah Deh Shemayim is also Chayiv Chaymish. Why? Because Rava made this equation that Chaymish is the Mitzvah B'Deh Shamayim B'Shoigeg as Chatas is the Kores B'Shoigeg. And the same Machlek Rav Yechon Mishlokish applies here, and the Din is like Rav Yechon in both cases. That's the Gemara's equation. That's why there's a Tela on the Ravid. The Ravid writes in his Sefer on the Baal HaMo'or. The Ravid has Hastogas on the Baal HaMo'or. That's called Sefer Kosov Shom. Every paragraph begins with the word Kosov Shom. It says in the Sefer of the Ravid, and he quotes this, he says in the Sefer of the Baal HaMo'or, he quotes something from the Baal HaMo'or, and then he disagrees. Every so often the Mohammeds, when he defends the Rif from the Kashas of the Baal HaMo'or, quotes chunks from the Ravid. Sometimes he quotes by name, sometimes he quotes not by name. I guess everybody had the Kosov Shom. I don't know. But there is a Hastogas arriving on the Baal HaMo'or, on the end of Chulin, which we don't have in the Kos of Shom. We don't have the Kos of Shom so far, but this Hastogas happens to be quoted in the Sefer Kaftav Aferach. Kaftav Aferach is a Sefer by one of the Baalei HaTosis who lived in Eretz Yisrael. It's all about the Mitzvah HaKuiz Boretz, and the Gvulas Oretz, the Gvulas of Eretz Yisrael, the whole Sefer. So the Kaftav Aferach quotes this passage from the Sefer Kos of Shom by the Ravid in the end of Masechet Chulin, where the Ravid comes up with a new Einfall, and he starts a new din, and he starts developing a whole new idea that the chiyuv min atarat mafresh trumas ma'is is only on dog and tirish v'yitzer, and potatoes, tomatoes, apples, and oranges, there's no chiyuv hafrosh min atarat, there's only chiyuv hafrosh trumas ma'is with the rabban. But the Ravid, that's the same as Rashi and Tesis, that min atarat, that's what we pass in Yeridah, that min atarat the chiyuv trumas ma'is is only on dog and tirish v'yitzer. But the Ravid came up with a new Einfall that the other Rishonim did not say. If you'll go ahead and you'll be mafresh trumas ma'is, some potatoes, tomatoes, apples, oranges, onions, and grapefruits, and so on, the hafrosha will be chal min atar. The other Rishonim holds not even chal. That doesn't exist at all. Not tevel. How can you be mafresh? And the Ravid holds no, that even though there's no chayvus hafrosha and anything outside of dom tirush, it's a min atar, but nonetheless min atar, if you will be mafresh, it will be chal. So now the Ravid, that's chiddush number one. Now we have to tell you, so what is the dinim of this new truma, the optional truma? So what if a czar eats the optional truma that they didn't have to be mafresh in the first place? Would he be chayv mitzvah deh shamayim? See, he says he doesn't think so. He doesn't think so. Then he says, well, what if the czar will eat it b'shegig? Would he be chayv karen b'chamishi? He thinks, I think yet. He's guessing. He doesn't have any Gemara. There is no Gemara. The Rashi and Tosfos deny the existence of the whole Chepzin. It doesn't exist. There is no optional Hafrosha. The Ravid came up with this new idea that anything outside of Dogen Tere Shvitz, you're not Mechliyev to be Mafish, but if you'll be Mafish, it'll be Chal. So if you are Mafish and it was Chal and you have Truma, that he makes such a split. He says, if the Tzar will eat it amazing, he will not be Chayv Nisib Deshmaim. If the Tzar will eat it B'Shegi, he will be Chayv to give Kamer Chaymash. So the difficulty is, that's against the Gemara, and Shabbos does not affect. Shouldn't we have said that he guessed wrong? The Ravid Mechor guessed wrong. How can you have such an animal? That if you eat it amazed, there's no beast of the Shemaim, and if you eat it b'shegig, you need a kapara to give a chaimish. The Gemara said, the Feirish, the Gemara said, chaimish is the beast of the Shemaim b'shegig, as chathas is the karis b'shegig. That there's no beast of the Shemaim b'mezid, so you shouldn't be required to give a chaimish b'shegig. That's the kasha on the Raivis. Then the pasuk continues with the balimumin by the korbanos. Yeah. If you have korbanos that are balimumin, you're not permitted to be makriv them, even if it's a nochri who's bringing the korban. Pasuk kaltei miyad benecho lo sakrivas lechem alakech mikolela. Even if a nochri is bringing the korban. This young man is a Romanian Jewish refugee. People can give some stock. His family is still in Romania, so if he can give some stock, he'd appreciate it. Gemara says in the first parak in Maseches Avodah Zarah that a Nochri can bring Korbanos LaShamayim on a Bama that he wants to make. There's no din of Shchut Echutz, he can bring Korbanos, but he's not permitted to bring Mechusar Eva. A Balmum he's permitted to bring, but he's forbidden to bring a Korban that's Mechusar Eva. So one might have thought that Hu Adinami, if the Nochri comes to the Beis HaMikdash and he wants to offer a Korban LaShamayim, we can accept a Korban that's a Balmum. We just cannot accept the carbon that's a mechusar eiver. So that's what the pasuk tells us wrong. Afilu miyad benecha lo sakrivas lechem alakechem. Even if it's a nochri who's bringing the carbon, if it's a balmum, we don't accept it. He can bring balmum on his own, on a bama, but not on the mizbech and the Beis HaMikdash. So the pasuk is clearly speaking about a nochri who's bringing korbanos. Miyad benecha. That's what the Rishonim have difficulty. That's what the Rishonim have difficulty. The Gemara has a drasha, and Pasuk Yud says, Ish mi beit Yisrael min ager bi Yisrael sheyakrib korbanu chaldrem. So the Gemara says, even though the Pshuto Shel Mikra is speaking about Jewish people bringing korbanos, but the fact that it says Ish is lerabois es ha'akum shenodrim nedor min adavis ki Yisrael. We are marbe from the phrase Ish that even a nochri, even a non-Jew can bring korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rishonim ask kakasha, but you have to make a deal in the drasha for it. It's a big fat pasuk. It's right over here, pasuk kofem. Yad benech, no sakriv, it says befeirish. The pasuk is telling me, even though the nochri can bring a balmum on his own bum, he just can't bring the chusreva, but when he comes to the Beis HaMikdash and he brings us the korban, we cannot accept from him even a balmum. Not only a chusreva, now we cannot even accept a balmum. But obviously we're talking about a nochri. Bring korbanos. So what did the Gemara darshan over here? Ish the rabbis is sahakum shenodrim in the dormant of Dovis Kisros. The Feirish in Pasuk Chafei. What do you need the drasha from Pasuk Yudchetz? Well, perhaps the Pasuk means to say like this. In Pasuk, I didn't find this teretz. They give the Fakvetch to Timuts. The Baal HaTais is the Kash. I thought maybe the teretz is like this. Miyad ben Echor, it says he can bring korbanos from a nochri. It doesn't say the nochri is a bar hafla. It doesn't say the nochri can be magdash a korban yet. The Gemara darshans ish l'rabbis etzach mishen no dream and dorm in the davis kinsor that the nochri is called a bar hafla. And he says harei zeh oila, the animal becomes an oila. It's already Also Bahano, like a carbon Kedusha Starimah. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim whether there's a din of ne'ilo b'kotshe yakum. When a nochri is magdush of korban oilo, if Yisroel would be nene from the beima, would he have to bring a korban asham ne'ilo tanaim? Now that's a machlekes hatanaim, how far you go. That's going to get to the asham ne'ilo. But an Yisroel hanor, there certainly is. It's Kodesh. That's what I learned from the Pasuk Yishish. And no rim in the dorm davis ki Yisroel, he's a bar hachi of hachloa. But the other Pasuk, it doesn't say that. It just says he can bring a behemoth to the Beis HaMikdash, maybe he's not a Bar HaFlo, he'll bring a behemoth to the Beis HaMikdash, and there'll be makrivit. He can't be makrivit if it has a mum. Aye, but if he's not a Bar HaFlo, it's a tchulun. The Akai Makriv, Chul Mazar, so maybe that's not a kasha. There is an Ibn Ezra HaChumish, there's a Ramban HaChumish in Parshas Re'ei, where he talks about people bringing chulun, behemoth chulun la'azara. You bring it, you give it to the coin, you tell the coin, I want to bring this as a carbon oil, I want to bring it as a carbon shlomi. And it's still chulin. You were never magdish it, you never made a hakdosha, kdushas peh. When the coin shechts it, he does the first avoida, the shame shlomim, or the shame oil, or the shame chapas, whatever. The first avoida that's done, the shame kach, I can't steal someone else's day and shecht the shame oil and make it into an oil. I ain't on the magdish love shame shaloi. But if I'm the bailim of this behemoth, and you're the kohen, and I ask you to shecht the Shem Shlomim, so by your shecht, you have my permission, you have my authorization. By your shechting it, by the kohen's avoda, or by whoever does the shechita, it doesn't even need a kohen, by the shechting it, the Shem Shlomim, that endows the bema with the Kedusha Shlomim. That's a chiddush that the Ramban has based on in Ibn Ezra, that there is such a thing. There is such a taitus in the end of Kulan also. That such a thing exists. You bring a beim, a chulun la'azara, and you're not magdish it kedushas peh. The kohen does the avoda, l'shem shlamim, or l'shem oila, will make it into another. So maybe that's the reason why you need two psukim. Pasuk Chafei speaks about the possibility of bringing korbanas on behalf of a nochri. There cannot be balei mumin. I have to become kodesh, the nochri gives it to me. Who says that he's a bar haflor? He's a nochri. Maybe he doesn't have the whole institution of haflor. He'll bring it, and the Yisrael will do the avodah. The goy doesn't do the shechita. Whoever will do the avodah, the shem oila, will endow it with the kedusha soila. And what I learned from this pasuk is something additional, something over and above that. Ishish, the rabbis, and it says there in that pasuk, nidreihem in endroisim. The rabbis are sad mishenodim in the dorm in the dovis kisod. That is a bar haflor. That is already Kodesh with Kedushas Korban from the minute that is that the Nochri was Magdushit Bepeh, the Kedushas Peh. I saw the Balei HaTaisus on Chumash, the different collections of Balei HaTaisus. One of the Balei HaTaisus on Chumash has a Kasha that Taisus in Kiddushin raises, and Taisus in Kiddushin doesn't give that answer. One of the Achrayim gives this answer, and there's a whole tulpa whether it's right or wrong. And here I saw that one of the Balei HaTaisus has it. Rabbeinu Yankif Mivina. So he sold it in the swarm cell. That's authentic. He gives one of the Balei HaTaisus. The later Balei HaTaisus quote a lot from him by name, Rabbeinu Yankif Mivina, from his Tirush HaChumash. So he has a kash in the beginning of today's Sedra. Not so much in the beginning. How does the Pasuk say? If a woman is nivul of the Pasuk of Tzoma, she becomes a Zayna. The Zayna is neither permitted to marry a coin nor permitted to eat Truman. And then I have a pasuk that says, what if a Yisraelis was married to a kohen? So she's permitted to eat truma as long as she's married to the kohen. What if the husband died? So she's no longer married to the kohen. So the Mishnah says in Yevamos, is she permitted to continue eating truma? It depends on whether she has any children from the kohen. If she had children from the kohen, or grandchildren, and some of them are still alive, if they all die, so there are no children from the kohen. Or even she has some, and then they die after the husband dies. The minute that she no longer has any children who are descended from her marriage with the Kohen, so she's no longer permitted to eat Truma. But she was married to the Kohen, she's no longer married to the Kohen, there's nothing left in the marriage. But, Kosman, that she still has children or grandchildren left from the Kohen, then she's permitted to marry. So the Mishnah has a humorous din. The Mishnah has a din that what if the girl was married to the Kohen and she had a child, and that child married a mamzer or a mamzeres, and they had a child, And the woman who was married to the kohen now has a wonderful grandchild who's a mamzer. And then the woman's husband dies, no more married to the kohen, and her child dies, no more child. She just has this marvelous grandchild who's alive. The grandchild happens to be a mamzer. So the Mishnah says that the mamzer is machil her mother the truma, but since she still has a descendant from the marriage with the kohen, so she's still permitted to eat the truma. So the Gemara says, based on a pasuk, it says, "Vizera ein lo." If she doesn't have any children, she doesn't have any descendants from the kohen, then she's no longer allowed to marry. She's no longer permitted to eat truma. If zera yesh lo, then if she still has some descendants, children or grandchildren alive that she, from the marriage with the kohen, then it's considered as if the husband were still alive. In a certain sense, the marriage is in a certain sense still there, because there are children or grandchildren alive, and she is permitted to eat truma. So the Gemara says, Zera ain law, even if the Zera is possible, how do you know, maybe it's only Zera kosher, how do you know even if the Zera is a Zera possible? So the Gemara runs out from the word ain law, Aleph Yudnun, ayin aleha, even the Zera possible is also included. So Tesis is bothered with Akasha. How can it be that the woman has a Zera apostle? The wrong apostle. Well, I gave it all on the wrong apostle. Gotta shift everything. A different case. So Tesis there in Kiddushin, beginning of Kiddushin, Dav Gimel or Dav Dalet, I think. Dav Dalet, I don't know. So Tesis there's the Akasha. If the woman has a Zera apostle, how can she possibly have a Zera apostle? Doesn't it imply that she's going to be a Nivul al apostle of Slova? She's not permitted to eat truma. So how can you speak about the possibility of eating truma? The Taisa says, no, she was never Nivul al apostle of Slova. What it means is that Zera is our apostle. She doesn't have any children of Slova. So on that basis, Kasha, the Achranim suggested a Teret, and they have a whole purple. That I saw this Balal Taisis talks about this morning, I saw. This is what Yankee Mevina. He says, if the woman was in Sabra Bambati, if the woman, it's not by the case she was married to a kohen, then it's not a descendant of the kohen. That's not a good case. The other case, the Kohenes was married to Yisrael, an opposite case. Kohenes was married to Yisrael, the reverse. A Kohenes is permitted to eat truma. When she marries Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat truma. But if her husband dies, then she is permitted to eat truma. What if she has children from the husband? Even after the husband dies, she's still not permitted to eat truma. And it doesn't make a difference whether those children, those descendants from the husband, are Zera Kosher or Zera Pasul, it's considered the same thing in negative. Same thing the opposite way. Everything is just the opposite. She was a Bas Kohen who was married to Yisrael instead of being Israeli, who was married to a Kohen. And all of the Dinim are approximately the same. So the Gemara darshins out from the Pasuk that if she has descendants, even if those descendants from the non-Kohen husband, even if those descendants are... she has children, even if those children are their apostles, she's not permitted to eat truma. Shovel Beis Aviyah Kinnera, as long as there are no children. Otherwise, she's not Shovel Beis Aviyah Kinnera. So this Bala Tesis says you can have a case of Zera Apostle without Nivul al Apostle of Solo if there was artificial insemination. That's what he says. If Nisabra Bambati. So she was never Nivul al Apostle of Solo, but the child will still be a mamzer. That's a big shaila, whether that's correct or not. Here, one of the Bala Tesis, and Achrenim, I'm a whole pupil about it. Why didn't Taisis give that teretz? Why didn't Taisis Kiddushin give that teretz? Some Achrim said they didn't give the teretz because it's wrong. Another said it didn't occur to them. Whatever. Here, one of the Balei Taisis did give the teretz. This Rabbeinu Yanki Mevina. Kamosha has a tshuva about that. He quotes a sefer, the Oitzer Apostle quotes a sefer called Barley Hoy, who has a discussion why Taisis didn't give that teretz. A whole tilpa. Kamosha doesn't like his whole tilpa. He writes, he doesn't know who he is, but he doesn't like his whole tilpa. And then somebody else says, what do you mean you don't know who he is? That was my great-grandfather. He was a big old man, he was bigger than you. What do you mean you don't know who he is? Whatever he says doesn't count anyway. A whole literature. And here, one of the Balei HaTesis gave that teretz. And today said it on the pasuk. Mamza Kohen is a question in Rishonim, a big debate in Rishonim and Achronim. Will he be a Kohen or will he be a Cholah? It's a big debate. With Mekoros and Gemaras back and forth. Is there such a thing as a... Mam is a kohen kohen gadol amaretz. Yeah, that's at the end of Harius, But can you have a kohen who's the mam? So there is a gemara in Hanizokin that sounds like it says not so. Sounds like he, a kohen is a mam, is a loses kedushas kohen, he can marry himself a grusha or a kimim mitam on the mace and his mam is a cholah. But there's a big machlekes in Rishonim and Acharonim about it. They have birurim about this number. Then you have the parashas Amorados. Elam Yad Hashem Shetikros Mikroi Kodesh. It's written twice, at the beginning and at the end. Both times it's written on Shetikru Oysom Kosav Vav Aleph Tav Mem. The Tanai made a lot of drushes from Mali and Kosav. This is one of the drushes. They dash in Oysom Al Tikri Oysom Ela Atem, because it's written Kosav Vav. Why is it written twice on Shetikru Oysom Atem? So Rashi quotes from the Torah Kohanim and Stam Sifra reviewed it. That's important to remember. The Minhas Chinuch points out Stam Sifra, the Torah Kohanim is by the Tanai reviewed it. Rabbi Abinoy. So the Torah Kohanim says that one pasuk, pasuk beis, goes on kiddush achodesh, atam afilu mezidim, etc., goes on kiddush achodesh. And the pasuk at the end of the parasha, el miyad Hashem shetikru oisam atem, that goes on ibur hashanah. That in both kiddush achodesh and in ibur hashanah, it would appear that the din would be the same, that atem afilu mezidim, atem afilu mutim, even if they made a mistake. So that's why the achronim have a kasha, the tzlach has a kasha. That there's a Tana Rav Yudah, the same Tana who edited the Teres Kohan. The Tana Rav Yudah in the first Perek in Sanhedrin says that if you're Ma'aber Es Hashanah for improper reasons, even B'dievah, the Ibra Hashanah is not Chal. So how can that be if he himself, if the Tana Rav Yudah is the one who darshans, Atam Afilu Mutim, Bein B'Kiddush HaKadosh, Bein B'Ibra Hashanah. The Tzlach in the end of Brachas wanted to say that the Din of Atam Afilu Mizidim, Afilu Mutim only applies to Kiddush HaKadosh, not to Ibra Hashanah. So the Minhas Chinuch is, it's against Rashi Achumish. It's against Rashi, quotes from the Torah Kohanim. It's Tam Sifra Rav Yudah, and it's the same Tana. The whole Kasha was on the Tana Rav Yudah in the first Perek in Sanhedrin. So, there's a whole literature on this also. What do you do? One of the pieces of literature on this is a big fat Sefer, a Rav Chaim Zimmerman, that's called Agan HaSahar, where he discusses the international dateline. But just to write a Sefer, Rav Chaim Zimmerman is the Chagoyin Agoyin, he's not going to just write on international dateline. So he writes on everything under the sun there. So this is one of the issues that he talks about there in the Sefer. What do you do with the Shver Tzlach? He holds that Tzlach is right. He's Miyashid, he holds that Tzlach is right. I remember Rav Soloveitchik was assuming, like the Minhas Chinuch, that the Tzlach is wrong. Rashi HaKodesh says, "My Lord, the Kiddush HaKodesh with Kahn, Leiman, Ibra Hashanah." So Rav Soloveitchik gave a different theorist on the Tzlach's Kasha. Why Rav Yudah said that if they made Ibra Hashanah for improper reasons, that even the evidence not called, gave a different theorist. In the middle of the Parsha Samaya, the Torah writes the din of Sfirah Sa'ayma. You have to count between Pesach and Shavuot. Usvartem lachem. V'yom haviyach m'sayma hatnufo. The Gemara in Menachos has a notion that Sfirah Sa'ayma b'sman is only the Rabban, because you don't bring the Mincha Sa'ayma. We didn't bring the Mincha Sa'ayma on Pesach. So the whole Sfirah Sa'ayma is only with the Rabban. That's how the Magen Avraham passes the Shulchan Aruch, like Tesis, the Tzviras and Tesis, and the Ran, and the Lez Daf and Sofim, the Rif and the Ran, bring the Dinam of Tzviras Taimim, so the Ran also seems like Tesis. Magen Avraham passes the Lalach like that. The Tzviras Taimim of Bizman Azeh is Lav Deraisa, because we don't have any Minchar Taimim. The Rambam and the Goinim, when they quote the Dinam of Tzviras Taimim, they never mention such an idea that Bizman Azeh should only be the Rabban. They think all that is Deraisa. How do they read the Gemara? Pashit. The Gemara says there was one of the Amoraim who held that although Bizman HaMikdash, you had to count both mitzvah, the Mimni Yomi mitzvah, the Mimni Shavua, you have to count that today is the 23rd day, and that makes 4 weeks and 4 days in the Sefirah Sa'ayma. You had to count the days and the weeks. So one of the Amoraim, Amim, Amani Yomi, Ulam, Amani Shavua, he only counted the days, he didn't count the weeks, because he said today it's only with the Rabbanan, Zecher HaMikdash, whenever you make a mitzvah of Zecher, it doesn't have to be 100% the way it was in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. Adar Rabbe. The Ran writes in one place in Megillah, Adar Rabbi, you want to chop off a little bit, you want to take off a little bit from the mitzvah to show that it's not deraisa. That you're not really fulfilling the bona fide mitzvah gemurah deraisa. Tell me the Rabbanim is manasseh. Then the Gemara concludes and says, Rabbanim the Beir Avashi counted both the days and the weeks, period. That's the end of the Gemara. So what do they hold? So the Balamor on the last page himself, I mean, the Rif Balamor says, they're really masking with Amemar, that you only have to count days and you don't have to count weeks, because it's only with the Rabban. But what's such a big deal to count the days and the weeks? So the Chumar B'Yama, they figure, what are you going to lose over here? They count the days and the weeks. But they're, in theory, in principle, in abstract, they're really masking with Amemar, that the Takanas Chachamim only was that you have to count money Yom without money Shavuot. That's how the Balamor learned, that it's not really a machleg, it's just Rabban de Beirabashi, Machmer alatzmon, lifnim yishurus adin, to count everything. The Rambam and the Gaonim understood the Gemara differently. A Meimar held that Sphere Slamim is managed only the Rabban, so you only counted the days and not the weeks, and Rabban de Beirabashi holds Sphere Slamim is managed as the Raisa, and therefore you have the mitzvah, the name of the Yomim, mitzvah, the name of the Shavuot, you have the full din of Sphere Slamim, as Naik is managed. But the Rambam and the Gaonim hold that Sphere Slamim of his man is there, right? So what's the issue? What's the crux of the issue? So they quote B'Shem Rab Chaim, a famous Biwa, in the Chiddush Rab Chaim in Piyach Shmua. Soloveitchik used to say that over also, the same shot as is printed B'Shem Rab Chaim. The question is, what would be 1 year in the Manshah Beis HaMikdash HaKayim that happened that they didn't bring the Minchas Seimer? Whatever. Didn't grow well, they were fighting politics, Nibarosh, whatever. For whatever reason, they didn't bring the Minchas Seimer 1 year. They need to say that year the Mitzvah of Sphere Seimer wouldn't be Minat Torah? So the answer is yeah, it wouldn't be Minat Torah. So Chaim said, inconceivable. How can it be? Just because they didn't bring the Minchas Seimer? The Torah says, on the day on which you're obligated to bring the Yom HaViyach, doesn't mean on the day on which you actually bring the Minchas Seimer, on the day on which you become obligated to bring the Minchas Seimer. So what's the machlokes bizman hazeh, where the Sphere Seimer is the rise of the Rabbanan? So Rav Chaim said, that's the machlokes where the kitchel osid lava are now. If you hold the Kedushas HaMikdash is kitchel osid lava, so then theoretically there is a chiyuv hakrovas ha'imah today also. The only thing is, v'tnei chatzvayinu v'liyim atzeinu, v'tnei ha'nachachon v'lasas chavetzeinu, v'tnei ha'yam ha'shiduchim mikdashenu. We don't have the ability to. But really there is a chiyuv even bizman hazeh, theoretically, to bring the Minchas ha'imah. So the Chiyuv Sphere Seimer, Bizman HaZeh, should still be there rising, because there is a Chiyuv HaKrovatam. So that's what Rav Chaim said. The Rambam and the Gaon Paskin, the Rambam Paskin, the Shitasai, who wrote in Perek Rav and Beis Abchira that the Kedushas HaMikdash was Kitchel Asi Lovay. So that's where the Rambam has to hold that Sphere Seimer, Bizman HaZeh is the right. So Ameima Mani Yoimel, Rai Mani Shavui. Ameima held that Sphere Seimer, Bizman HaZeh is the Rabbanim, because Ameima held like those Tanayim and Amorim, who hold, like the Rai did, that the Kedushas HaMikdash was like Kitchel Asi Lovay. Yeah, then it should come out that the Ravid should be masik on this Rambam also. We don't have any Hasogas to the Ravid. The Ravid should have written somewhere that the Rambam made a mistake, that Sphere Seimer is not as on the Rabbanan. Because the Ravid held that it's like Kitchel Asi Lovay. No. That's the question. Anyway, that's the famous Bir B'Shem Rab Chaim, that he felt that it was inconceivable to say such a thing, that because in Metzias they happen not to be Makir of Minchas Seimer, so that's why you don't have a Chiyah of Sphere Seimer. You know that the Mechayiv of Sphere Seimer is the Chiyuv to bring them in Chasayimah. The question is, Man HaZeh is, if Kitchel Asi Lava, so you have a Kedushas HaMikdash, so theoretically there is a Chiyuv, just Lamaita, we are anusim, we are unable to observe the Chiyuv. But if you hold the Lord Kitchel Asi Lava, then there's no Chiyuv at all to bring them in Chasayimah. So then in there's no Chiyuv to bring them in Chasayimah, so there's no Chiyuv to count Sphere Seimer. Usually, traditionally, it's interpreted differently. Others say differently, that the machlokes over here, where the Sphere Seimer is not as the right of the Rabbanon, is a different machlokes. Not where the Kedushas HaMikdash is Kitchel Asi Lovay, but rather, how do you translate the words of the Pasuk in Tezvav, called Gimel Pasuk Tezvav, that it says, you count Sphere Seimer from the day on which you bring the Minchas Seimer. Doesn't mean that the actual Hakrov of the Minchas Seimer is Mechayiv, it doesn't mean that the Torah is just identifying the day. That Tez Zayin Nissen is Mechayiv and Sphere Seimer. If the Torah is just describing what day it is, so and the Yom that's Mechayiv Sphere Seimer is Tez Zayin Nissen, so then Mizman HaZeh, it will also be the Araisa. But if you hold no, it's not that the Mechayiv of Sphere Seimer is Tez Zayin Nissen. The Mechayiv of Sphere Seimer is Akrova Seimer Befeil Mamish. So then Mizman HaZeh, but there's no Oimer, so there's no Chiyuv Sphere Seimer Minat Torah. And these Achronim say that it should be told that there's a that Mineza has this, and Rio Compella, and others in between. Others have it as well. The same, this is a pretty popular notion. They point out there's a Ramban in the first parak in Kiddushin. Mishnah writes the cloud that women are exempt from fulfilling the success of Shazman Groma. from Mitzvah Seser Shel Lo Hazman Groma, women are obligated to observe. So what are examples of Mitzvah Seser Shel Lo Hazman Groma? So the Gemara gives an example of Mezuzah and Ma'akeh. Mitzvah Seser Shel Lo Hazman Groma, that women are obligated to observe. So the Ramban says, I'll give you more examples, and he starts rattling off more in his list. He adds on Sfiras Omer, that women are obligated to count Sfiras Omer, because as we all know, that's a Mitzvah Saseh Shel Lo Hazman Groma. So it's a pella. Ein l'chol zman groma yoyse mizeh. How can Sfiras Omer not be a zman groma? Of course it's a zman groma. You have to count only between Pesach and Shavuos every day Sfiras Omer. How can it be not zman groma? So Rav Soloveitchik said it's a misprint in the Ramban and Govarta. You shouldn't spend any time on it. So that when he said that, the people in the Shia, he used to say that Maria. So the people in the Shia didn't like that. Because this idea doesn't only appear in the Ramban. The Maram Chalavet quotes that from the Ramban. And he gives the biur. Maram Chalavet died a long time ago. When he died, he was one of the Rishonim. I wrote a Sefer HaMesachim. So his son writes, my father just died. I just got up from Shiva, and I better write down all of those tons of Torah that I heard from my father before I begin to forget everything. And we only have 5 pages. The whole tons of Torah. He got lost, but he never got to write the rest. Whatever. So this is one of the things that did survive. He writes the Shtikl Torah. He writes the same pshat that everybody says. This pshat in the Ramban. And not only the Ramban, not only was the Ramban known to the Maram Chalavet, who lived a long time ago, other Rishonim write it as well. I think this Mark and a few other Rishonim also write that women are mechuyev in Sfiras Omer to Mitzvah Seser Shel Hazman Groma. But they're not Rishonim, they didn't have any shaychus with the Ramban. They're not copying the Ramban. These were independent people. Ashkenazi. They're not started. They're nothing. They were contemporaries of before the Ramban. So it can't be that one made the mistake and the others just copied, and the princes just copied. So it seems that there may be such a shita that women are talking mechuyev in Sfiras Omer. How can it be? L'cheinu Hazman Groma Gavu Mizeh. So that's what the Maram Chalavet says, Pshat, and the Avnei Nezer, and Rabbi Yochum Perla, and a few others, everybody writes the same Pshat. The Shaila is, what's the Mechayiv in Sfiras Omer? If it's Yom Tezayin is Mechayiv, if Yom Sfiras Omer Bezman is as the Raisa, then it's Zman Groma, because what he's saying in effect is that the Yom of Tezayin, the Zman, is Mechayiv, is Gorim, the Mitzvah. That's called the Mitzvah Sasesha. Hazman, Groma, Zman, on account of Darek Zman, is Mechayiv in that Mitzvah. But if you hold that Tezayin Nissen is Mechayiv in Hakrovas HaOmer, and Hakrovas HaOmer in turn is Mechayiv in Sfiras Omer. Then Hakrovas HaOmer is an occurrence, that's an event. That event is Mechayiv in Sfiras Omer. So that event can be Mechayiv women also, that's not a Zman Groma. It's indirectly. The Zman of Tezayin Nisus is Mechayiv in Hakrovas HaOmer, that's a Zman Groma. So Taka, okay, women will be part of Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer. Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer is a Chayiv HaSibur anyway, it's not a Chayiv HaSayah. And then Hakrovas HaOmer is Mechayiv in Sfiras Omer. So that's an event that's Mechayiv, that's not a Zman. So if you say like that, then Sfiras Omer b'Zman Hazeh will only be the Rabban, because we don't have any Hakrovas HaOmer. That's how the Achrayim want to say that it's Tali Zeh b'Zeh. Whether it's a Zman Groma or not depends on the issue as to whether b'Zman Hazeh Sfiras Omer is the Reis of the Rabban. The Bnei Yisachar quotes in his drushes on Chanukah, he quotes from the Sefer Rekeach al HaTorah, that where is there a remes for Chanukah? So he quotes that after all the parshas HaMoedim, he had Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and then it says, Tavis Bnei Yisro Dikhelo, Shemen Zay Zach Kot Islamon, Lahalof Ne Tomid, the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah is written right after the parshas HaMoedim, to be Merame is that in the future there's going to be an additional Yontav that has to do with Hadlokas HaMenorah. But that we all know, because he quotes it from the, everybody knows the Bnei Yisoscha, Zidish Yisefer, he quotes it from the Rekeh, from one of the Bala Yatas. What I didn't know until this morning, I found this Bala, these traditions, these Ramazim, were not only from the Rekeach. He made all the Gematrias and everything. He had all the Bala Yatas used to do that, not just the Bala Turim and the Rekeach. All the Bala Yatas have these things. Like they have on the Pasuk, Vehu Isha B'Sula Yikach, Vehu B'Gematria is 18, and that was the remez that Ben Shmona Esrei Lechupah. Who isha b'vesela yikoh? Who kechasin yetzim mechupasta also? He's a chasin because he's 18, so he just got married. Who kechasin yetzim mechupasta? Here it's describing the son. The son is 18. Anyway, who kechasin is also, who is 18. But they have all kinds of remez in Gematria. So I saw one of these Bali Atoifas, either this Rabbeinu Yankee Levine, one of the other ones, he has a remez for Purim also. Because at the end of the parasha it says, that the Mekoshesh was given to Leah too. Not the Mekoshesh, the Megadeth. But Yotzilat Ham Kal Mechutz Mechutz Yigim Oso Ovon Bnei Zol Oso Kashatziv Hashem Es Moshe. So Rashi writes, not only did they give him the skitter, they gave him the Tliya as well. And Taman and Bonav were told of Al-Hoy. So that's the remnant for Purim. All right, there's a little bit of a hafsok in between over here. Maybe that's the remnant for Yom HaTzmaut. I don't know what else that. That's later. I mean, the Menorah is mamish right after the Yom HaTzmaut. So that Rekeach I knew right after. Then you have about the Lechem Aponim. What Yontav is the Lechem Aponim? I don't know. Maybe it's coming up. But then he says the remnant for Purim is from the Megadeth. Because the famous Ramban on the end of this week's Sedran, the end of Parsha Mayhaz and Machlekes with the Bali Atesis, regarding when did the Bnei Yisrael acquire the new din, that by whom is the din is Haloich Achar HaZachar. The Umas, the Goyim, follow patrilineal descent only. You determine the status of the child based on the nationality of the father as opposed to that of the mother. By Bnei Yisrael, at one time maybe it was so, but then it changed. And after a certain point, it's only determined by the mother and it's not determined by the father at all. So when did it change? Did it change after Matan Torah, or did it already change before Matan Torah? So that's a famous machlekes, the Ramban and the Bavli Atesis, on this pasuk by the Megadeth, Hu Ben Ish Mitzri. His mother was Jewish and the father was a goy. So did it. And then Rashi says, in his Gayer. I mean, in his Gayer. What did it indicate? His mother was a Jew. They mean that the din was Kodem Matan Torah. He was born Kodem Matan Torah. Kodem Matan Torah, it was Bumas Havach Achar HaZachar. Is that what it means? Well, no. And his guy means he was in Hasinai. They were all his guy. All the Klal Yisrael and his guy were Hasinai. It doesn't mean that he was more his guy than anybody else. So that's the Ramban's Machlokes with the Bavli Atos. You have to understand, what are they fighting about? What's the Machlokes? There are a lot of stories on this. What is this Machlokes between the Ramban and the Bavli Atos? Mishnah Lamelech starts off his Sefer. He wrote a Sefer for Rosh Hashanah. So he has one section of the Sefer. He starts with the Ramban and the Bavli Atos. He gives his interpretation, and then he gives Maamar Mekaymus. And others give a different interpretation of what the Machlokes is the Ramban and the Bavli Atos.